Coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
What's up, y'all? Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the Jay Rao Show, Wednesday edition. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Let me tell you, let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight is going to be a weird night because, as you can tell, I'm not as jovial as I usually am. Because of some nonsense that may be going on the air tonight. So we'll see where it breaks out, but you know how we do it. Folks, we have your update coming up here in a few minutes. Plus, weather, news, 3-minute commentary, all that and more. Stick around, we'll see what happens. This is the Jay Rao Show on a beautiful Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. All right, T.O., see what we can do with this thing. Stay tuned, folks. You never know what's going to happen. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere. Jay Rao Show on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Let's get the party started, T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The Jay Rao Show starts now.
Oh! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious. The number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved a resolution authorizing the use of force in Syria. A vote by the full Senate is expected next week. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the resolution would allow up to 90 days of strikes in Syria.
The resolution authorizes strikes for 60 days in Syria with a possible 30-day extension unless Congress objects. It also prohibits the use of American troops on the ground for combat operations. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois had voted yes and says one reason he did so is because he's confident the president has been deliberating carefully.
This president doesn't come easily to war. He's a person who understands, as I do, the heavy price that has to be paid. And he understands, too, that there are moments when a leader, a commander-in-chief, to protect this country and to make this a safer world, has to step up and lead.
It's unclear whether there are enough votes to overcome a filibuster in the Senate next week. Republican Senate leaders haven't voiced their support. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
France continues to insist there is no doubt the Syrian government carried out deadly weapons attacks against its own people. Instead, a failure to react could allow Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad to launch similar strikes again. France's prime minister addressed the parliament today during a debate to rally support for a military strike against Syria. The U.S. and France have claimed that an August 21st chemical weapons attack launched by the Syrian government outside Damascus resulted in the deaths of as many as 1,500 people. Slightly higher figure than the one originally used by the French government. August was a good month for the auto industry. Carmakers released their sales figures today. U.S. manufacturers saw double-digit sales gains. NPR's Snorri Glinton reports the industry is poised to see one of its best months in nearly 6 years.
The Japanese brands all saw their sales go up by more than 20%.
Honda 27, Toyota 23, and Nissan 22. The big three U.S. brands didn't do too shabbily either in August. General Motors was up by 15%, and Ford and Chrysler were both up by 12% over the same time last year. The sales increases for the American brands were largely driven by the increasingly strong pickup truck market, which analysts say will be strong for the foreseeable future. That strength is due in large part to the rise in new home construction taking place across the country. Senator Glenton, NPR News.
The nation's trade shortfall, generally measured as the difference between what U.S. companies send abroad and overseas firms ship to American shores, widened slightly more than expected in July. Commerce Department reports the trade shortfall was up by 13.3% to $39.1 billion. As exports fell and imports bounced back, partially unwinding a plunge the previous month, that pushed the trade deficit to a 3.5-year low. Stocks moved higher today amid some stronger auto sales numbers as well as the economic reports. The Dow was up 96 points. The Nasdaq gained 36 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he said that he was so upset with his sister that he didn't speak to her for about 6 months. That it had gotten to a point where they were about to come to fisticuffs, all because he confided in her with something and she went back and told his spouse because she allegedly got mad at him. Let me tell you something. First of all, that's not something that a sibling should do to another sibling. If you and I are brothers and sisters, regardless of how pissed off I may get at you, I will never, ever, ever, ever tell anyone or tell any of your secrets. That being said, you know, it got me to thinking about something. You know, life is too short. You know, people always say that you should always give people their blessings while they're here because once they're gone, they're gone. And there will be no opportunity for you to give them their blessings that they so well deserve. So now the question becomes is this, how long do you hold a grudge? When do you say, you know what, I'm going to be the bigger person, I'm going to step up to the plate, I am going to say I am sorry. Have you ever done that before? Have you ever said you were sorry and you really and truly didn't mean it? How did it feel to you? Did it make a bad situation worse or did it make a bad situation better? Did you feel good about yourself after you've done this? Because at some point in our lives, we have to really face the reality that we're getting older. That we can't hold these childhood grudges against one another. You know, you just can't do it because, once again, life's not promised to you. You know, you never know what tomorrow may bring. So you have to be the bigger person in some cases and step up to the plate and apologize. Unless it's someone you don't like. Now, if you don't like that individual, then, you know, hey, the hell with them. I have a person that I haven't spoken to since the age of 16. And that's because I could care less whether or not I see that person again. But folks who I truly care about, folks that I work with, folks that I, you know, spend a significant amount of time with, if I get mad at them, I try to make it a point to come back and say, look, I'm sorry. Because let me tell you something. It's nothing wrong for you to wave the white flag of surrender. There's nothing wrong for you to be the first one that blinks. There's nothing wrong with it. So all you have to do is say, look, I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to step up to the plate. I'm going to do the right thing. It'll pay dividends for you in the long run. I promise you that. You know, one of the things that I always think of when I have 3-minute commentaries like this, I think about how does it relate to my life and to the people that are listening to the show. I'm pretty sure that after this 3-minute commentary, someone's going to send me an email or a message and say, Jay, you know what? You're right. That message came right on time. And that's what the 3-minute commentary is all about. Every now and then, I want to make sure that I convey a message to people. Because sometimes it takes a person on the outside looking in to be able to give you the sound advice that you need. So in closing, make sure that you give a person their roses while they're still here, because you don't want to be over there coughing, you know, I wish I would have said whatever when they're gone. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's all that? What's all that funky in your voice, man?
Oh, brother, what's going on, man? How you doing this evening?
Man, where's the chipper, stuff at, man?
Oh, yeah, man. Look, man, it's a show, brother. We're going to do our thing. So what's happening, man? You doing all right today, tonight?
Man, I'm not doing all right, because that ain't the way you introduced me, man. You got to have some funk in your voice, man. Don't come here, me on the wall, who's the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.? You don't do me like that, man. You don't treat
hey, bro.
Me like that. I'm not a second
I'm not treating you like anything. I'm not treating you like anything, homie.
Yeah,
I'm
are.
Just,
you,
hey,
you
I'm just
like
conveying the motion, baby. I'm sorry.
I'm just
conveying the feelings, baby. What's going on?
No, what's going on is you treat me like I'm a second class citizen, and I'm not appreciating
that. I would never do that to you, Mr. L.E.S.
You say mirror, mirror on the wall, and if I come in and say, "Hey, Jay, how's it going?"
You've done it before.
Exactly. You jumped in my ass, didn't you? Just like
well, good. Go ahead and jump in my ass then. Have fun.
No, I won't jump your ass a little bit too much there. But I'm just saying, you shouldn't be introducing me like this. You should have more flavor when you introduce me, man. I don't appreciate that, man. I don't. You know.
Oh, man, I'm scared, Mr. Elias. You're making me nervous.
You should. Bastard, you should be.
Okay.
I'm your subordinate, man. Don't you ever do that to me.
Well, now the guy's threatening me on the air. My goodness. All right. Sorry, Mr. Elias. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to do that. All right, listen. Welcome in, folks. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. It's 41 minutes after the hour, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. And let me just get into this right now, because I don't want to waste any more time with this. And let me just say this to all the listeners. First and foremost, this will be the last edition of the J. Ryle Show as you know it. One of the things that I am going to say is that when we started off on this journey back in August of 2009, it was all about having fun. It was all about trying to put together a great show. It was all about trying to do things for people to make them laugh and feel good about themselves. But over the years, the show has taken some turns for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as far as I'm concerned at this point, I am so tired of dealing with nonsense on this show. I'm tired of it. Now I'm at a point where it's just time for us to fold the tent. We'll go into rewind mode until I can get, you know, new staff in here, get some more people that bring to the table, because the stuff that goes on around here is starting to get on my damn nerves. I'm just going to be honest with you. Totally honest with you. I mean, the bottom line is that even though most of us, all of us, let me just say this, none of us are professionals. We do this because we love doing it. We do this because we have a great time. But we also do this because we know that people really and truly count on this show to be a pick-me-up during the week. You know, the messages and stuff that we get are just fantastic. But I have to tell you, folks, we're a community radio show. And what bothers me is the fact that we have some of the nonsense that goes on around here. Now, I don't know where Momo B is tonight. And if you were here on Saturday, there was a big old mess behind the fact that Dr. Princess O'Dea went and met Mr. L.E.S. And now this thing has turned into a situation where I don't know if she's mad. I'm not sure what her status is. But I'm at a point where I'm tired of it. I'm done. So, you know, we'll kind of do the first set, but after that I'm shutting it down, and at that point we'll be in rewind mode. The serious side will still do what it needs to do, but we'll be in rewind mode until we can figure it out.
Why are we in
the rewind mode, man? Hey, man, I'm tired of dealing with nonsense, Mr. Elias. I'm tired of it. I spend too much time putting together these shows. It takes hours to put together these shows. Hours.
Okay?
And for me to do all this, and for me to get, and for us, and it's not even for me. It's for the listeners. That's what it's all about. That's who I feel bad for. It's the listeners. You know, I'm tired of it. So we're at a point now where we're going to start talking to some more people. I'm going to start talking to some other folks, see if they want to be a part of it. And then we're going to go from there, because I'm done with this. People don't understand the difference between real life and entertainment. And it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. It's nonsense.
Really?
So, you know, hey, you can say what you want to say, brother, but, you know, that's how I feel right about now.
Okay. Yeah, your name's on the marquee, man, I guess, man.
I don't have anything to do with that.
No, it doesn't.
My name being on the marquee.
Don't you think we should have talked about this first, man? Before you just bust out on the air and let me know nothing.
Hey, we're a community radio show. We're a community radio show.
Why am I the last to know?
Let me tell you something. I'm so fed up with this kind of back and forth stuff. I mean, this is crazy. And I'm at a point where, you know what? If we can't do it right, then we don't need to do it at all.
Yeah.
And like I said, I apologize to the listeners because they're the ones that's going to be hurt from all this. They're the ones who are going to suffer. But, you know, we have enough material that can keep the show going until we get some more people in here because I'm just tired of the nonsense. I really am. And so...
Wow.
So, like I said, bro, listen, it's a reality TV, it's a reality radio show. And we have those conversations.
She's going to be here at 8 o'clock, man. Why, we can't, you know what I'm saying? She needs to come in at 8. We can't roll
along.
Okay,
that's fine. But my point is that we have to sit here and go through all this nonsense. You know, man, this is crazy. This is crazy. It is nuts. It's ridiculous. And it doesn't make sense for us to be what we are here on BTR. Let me tell you something. A lot of people listen to this show. A lot of people. And, you know, the thing that people always said about this show is that there's always been consistency with what we do. You know? It's always consistency. They know come hell or hot water, Wednesday nights, Saturday nights, they're going to get the Jay Rouse Show. They know this. But what irks me is that we set this standard, but then we have situations where, like, for example, our good friends over on the J. King Network, always, every morning, those four guys are present and counted for. Now, there are times where maybe someone can't be there, but for the most part, that show runs smooth. Even though he says he has no format, I disagree with him because I think that what he's doing is pretty funny. Now, I don't agree with all the cursing because I'm not that type of guy. But I'm telling you that when it comes to the way the show should be ran, I love it. We're at a point now, we're at a crossroads with this show. And I think that what we're going to have to do, and like I said, we're a community radio show. I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to sit back, reevaluate what's going on here, reassess, come back bigger and stronger. That's how I feel, bro. And I don't want to hold anything back from the listeners. I think the listeners, look, if they invest their time and energy to be a part of this show, then I think they should hear it. That's just the way I feel about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people can disagree with me if they like. I'm just telling you. You know, that's just the way I feel. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday edition. Looks like Momo B has arrived. Hello, Momo B.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Nada, Zilch, what's up with you?
Chilling.
Okay, good. Well, like I said, you know, you're just coming in. What I said to the listening audience is that what we're going to probably do is... Oh, yeah.
Hey,
hello,
baby, how
Elliot.
You doing?
All right.
Yeah. What I told the listening audience is that I think what we're going to probably have to do is we're going to revamp this show. We're going to go back and kind of reassess where we're going with this thing. Because one of the things that I do not like is the fact that there's a lot of time and energy spent in trying to create these shows and produce these shows. And for me, when it gets to the point where some of the things that happens off the air starts affecting what happens on the air, then there's a problem. And so we're going to have to get it fixed. And I think we owe it to the listeners. A lot of people depend on us to make them laugh. And for me, when we don't, it just seems to me that we're at a crossroads. Maybe I'm reading this thing the wrong way, but that's just the way I feel at this point. Your thoughts, Mr. Elias?
Your name's in the marquee, man, so that's all I'm saying about it.
All right, fine. Your thoughts, Momo B?
I think personally, I know everybody has their own opinion about what happens and what should happen and how the show should go because, yeah, your name is on the marquee. But we're all a family. We're all a family. And sometimes things may get out of hand. You know, that's what happens in families. And as long as you forgive each other and really love each other and have no hate for each other, it'll be all right. That's how I feel. I feel like this is a family. I spend more time, desired time, on this phone with you guys than I do anywhere else. So I don't have no hate for nobody on this show. You know, things happen, it happens. I make mistakes. Mistakes are made all the time. So I don't mean no harm to you, your family, or my family, because I do consider myself part of the family. And that's how it is. That's how I feel.
And that's great to hear. But I think for me, what it boils down to is that if we have a lot of people that really and truly enjoy what we do. There are a lot of radio shows that tell us that, you know, we set the standard for them. You know, and sometimes that stuff can be, you know, some of it can be BS, it can be blowing smoke up your behind. But I think a lot of people who say these types of things really and truly mean it. And for me, I think that there's a standard that we should set and that we should uphold. Yeah, we are a family. We're a radio family. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly. But when stuff starts affecting the end product, that's where the problem in my mind relies. And, you know, people say, you know, your name's on the marquee. And, you know, that don't mean nothing to me because this show is just as much y'all's show as it is my show. It's our show. So regardless of the name being on the marquee, to me, all that means is I do all the damn work putting all the damn breaks together. That don't mean nothing to me. What it means to me is that we put something out there that people can respect and enjoy. And if we get to a point where we feel that we could no longer do those types of things, then we have to step aside and think about what we're doing. Because I don't do stuff half-assed. I don't like nothing done half-assed. If this show's going to be half-assed, then, you know, I can't be a part of it. Period. And so, you know, for me, what needs to happen, in my opinion, is that we're at a point where we have to start really thinking about what we want to do with the show. And it's our show. It ain't my show. Only reason it has my name was because I thought of it. That's about it. You know? But at this point, I think we need to reassess and reevaluate. And, you know, and look, folks, I know folks that are, oh, but these people don't tag. Oh, what's wrong? And, you know, this, eh. You know, that's what happens. One of the things I always say about radio is the ultimate and intimate medium when it comes to talking to personalities. Because on TV, everything is so scripted, right? On radio, you can see this, especially on the sports talk radio side of it. You see a lot of sports talk guys who have TV shows. You see them on TV, they script it, they know where they have to go. What?
Nothing.
What's wrong with you?
My hand is cramping up.
Oh, okay. Meanwhile, back in the past. So, but you see people from the radio side, they're more intimate, and people feel they know you more. I mean, I have so many people saying, you know, hey, Jay, what's up? How you doing? You know, blah, blah. I love that. Now, I've never met a lot of these people I've never met. But, you know, white girls send me a message today on Facebook saying, oh, I'm just getting in. I can't wait to get to your show. I'm like, damn, I didn't know you listened to the show. But apparently people are listening to the show because, you know, it's more than people that's in the chat room. But, you know, I just think that we have to reassess and determine where we want to go. And if it's something that we want to do, then I think we need to do it. If it's something that we don't want to do, then I think that needs to be known as well. And then we need to go ahead and continue what we do because people look to us as setting the standard. And in my opinion, you know, we just at a crossroads. Like I said, I could be wrong. But, you know, whatever. All righty then. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good night and drive safely home. All right, 347-850-1672.
What you say? You asked me a question. I answered it, and then you had your rebuttal.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay, well, hey, listen. You answered the question. That's great. That's fine. Let's get Brick Miss Terry in here. Miss Terry, hello. Good evening.
Hello. I came here to get a laugh, and I hear all this, you know, this sad, this what? I'm not going to ask you what happened. I'm just, can we, you know, what's going on?
Carrie, what, you going to be Rodney King and say, can we all get along? Is that what you're going to say?
Well,
Rodney
I'm
King?
Just saying, I came here. I didn't finish the thing today. Hi, L.E.S., hi, Bumblebee. I had to get my daughter's teacher told today, and I was a little upset, and I said, well, oh, on my way home, I'm thinking, oh, Jay, show's on, you know, everybody's going to be together, so, hey, I'm going to get
What'd you say, Miss Elliott?
Jay crying like a bitch. Yeah, you gonna hear that.
What'd you call me?
A bitch. I didn't stutter.
Hold on, homeboy. Hold on, homie. Yeah, ain't nothing changed because, you know, I got attitude problem tonight because I still whoop your ass.
You keep having attitude. You acting like a little bitch. That's what it is.
Hey, shut your head. Did you go to hell? How about that?
Okay, I'm already in hell. I do this show Wednesday.
Oh, there you go. You sorry, Sam sucker. So, now, Miss Terry, listen, let me, you know, listen, you know, we're a community radio show. You know, we say this all the time. And for me, that I just think that sometimes we just get to a point where we let outside things affect what we do on the air. And to me, come hell or high water, the only time that I'm not going to be on this show is if I'm sick, if I'm out of country, and even out of country, I figure out ways to be on the show. I just think that I'm so appreciative of the people who listens to this show that I make it a point that this show will continue to do what it needs to do. You guys don't see some of the stuff I see. I mean, you know, people like the one lady asked us to play that song for her mom, you know, or the person who talked about cancer treatment. I mean, you just don't know who you reach with this show. And so, you know, I just feel indebted to the listeners. And I says, you know, listen, they're not paying us. We're not getting paid to do any of this stuff. But I just feel that, hey, if you can sit down and think about this for a second. Think about the premise of online radio. The premise of online radio is you actually have to make an effort to get to the show. Okay, it's not conveniently waiting for you when you start your car up and go to work. You have to really and truly go out of your way to come get this. We are that store that's off the highway down the street four blocks. Usually we want to stop at the store on the side of the highway, get our stuff, and keep rolling. That means we have a specialty product. And if people are going to take that time and energy to do those types of things, I think we owe them to put out the very best and be the very best that we can be. And I just get a funny feeling that we're kind of at a roller coaster ride because, you know, I have people saying, oh, I'm not going to come to the show tonight. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You're not coming to the show. I mean, so it just got to the point where I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. This is nuts. Can't have this. If we ain't, we ain't. If we ain't, we ain't. That's all I want to know.
Well.
Well, what?
Can I say something funny real quick? Just
sure, why not? We need laughter. How about saying something funny?
Elias, I used your line today when I was telling the teacher off. I said, you know, we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
Yes, I did.
And she looked at me like, are you crazy? Yes. I'm crazy. So, yeah, I just want to tell you I used your line.
But wait a minute, so you trying to say that you threatened the teeth? Okay, well, I tell you what, that's something to talk about.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, Miss Elliott.
You have any Bobby Blue Bland so we can play that, man?
What the hell are we playing Bobby Blue Band playing for?
Because he had that song called Cry, Cry, Cry.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You starting to get on my damn nerves.
I don't give
a damn.
You starting
to get on my damn nerves.
You'll be invited to do something about it, punk.
Somebody act like they bad today. All right, no problem.
You'll put no film on.
Come on, Mr. LTD to the ass.
Punk ass. You just stop crying like a little bitch. Let's straighten out the problem and keep moving on. Damn, we got to shut down the show we bad for, old punk ass. You act like a little bitch.
Hey,
you know my last damn nose. You act like a little bitch, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. One more again, Mr. Elliott. One more damn again.
Bitch Riley.
Sorry. Sap, sucker.
Get ready.
Extend your ass.
Damn, you like a little bitch. You act like a little girl tonight, man. Grow up, man. Let's get it
going. Who act like a little girl tonight? I ain't coming to the show tonight. What?
Was that right? Am I here?
Hey, well, you know you're crying. I ain't coming to the show tonight.
Am I here? Shut your mouth, you punk bastard.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to whoop his ass. He done did it. Let me tell you something, Big Daddy. You're going to see me in person tomorrow, Friday. Yeah.
Okay,
how the cameras rolling?
Because your big ass ain't got to fight. If by the time you walk to my front door, you'll be tired. Get out of here. We hear that.
Sorry, I can't stand you. You're even glad there's no cursing policy. I would have called you everything but a child of God right about now.
Yeah,
Lord,
I'm glad there ain't no cursing policy. I got mine out yesterday on Kings in the Morning.
You know, and that's something else. You're right. I'm glad you brought that up, too. We'll talk. All right, look, we're going to step out and take a break, folks. 347-850-1272. Show goes on. Coming up, weather update, the old school Get Hype song. I don't know what's in there tonight, but I hope it gets us hype. And then we'll talk about Miss Terry jumping on her damn kid's teacher. You know, that should be fun. All right, let's get it back on track. J. Rob Show, Wednesday edition. Let's get back. We'll be back in a short. See ya.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Here's your national forecast. And with a big ridge of high pressure in the central up through the Great Lakes region, pretty quiet weather. Very nice. On the front side of it, we have very cool temperatures around the Great Lakes. On the back side, with the southerly winds, we're starting to see the heat build back up across the plains. Now, we'll continue to see some showers, some rumbles of thunder with a stationary front through Florida. Showers up in the northeast, but they're moving out. Some showers southern portions of Texas. Now, we could have some strong thunderstorms, kind of an unusual area to see severe weather, but up in portions of the northwest. As far as temperatures go, look at the northeast. Temperatures highs, 60s and 70s. It's going to be delightful. But on the backside of that high, the 90s extending all the way up into the Dakotas, even Minneapolis at 82. Some showers, rumbles of thunder for Friday along the Gulf Coastal regions. Florida all the way back through southern Texas, dry elsewhere. Few showers and storms up in portions of the northwest. Seattle at 66. Look at L.A. really heating up at 92. And temperatures still in the 60s and 70s in the northeast. Heading toward the weekend, showers and storms. Florida, central northern Rockies, hit and miss showers and thunderstorms. We see temperatures near 90 in Minneapolis. And then temperatures finally warming into the 70s and 80s. For the Northeast. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
If you don't know what a homie lover friend is, check it out. A homie lover friend is what I'm looking for. A girl who can connect with the things I got in store. She can even kick back with the homie, playing spades, machinations, and getting paid. Too much makeup is not a stash. Cause when it comes to parties, you know she gets rough wild. Shaking that bumpy thing. Girl, you make me wanna do the same. Like top up on you and freak you with the bitch. 955 bone and baby gets with it. So I send a shout out to you. Thanks for being my homie love of three.
Here we go, my friend.
Homie love. Yummy, 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 yelling, it feels good. So if you see me, push up on me and let Let me know you wanna be my homie, love a friend. Love a friend and you're out there. Just throw your hands in the air like you don't care. And let me know I got the right one, baby. Then give me the chance to say I love you, sweet lady. Now watch my car, here's the keys. While I get my ball on, taking straight G's. But some think I'm wet. My homie girlfriend be tempting me to bet. And so I sniggle as I reach into the pocket of my shorts. Showing straight cash as I watch him clear the court. Rolling away, counting in. On my way to Simba's. With my homie, love a friend.
Okay?
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging out with some of the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
Cry.
Mama Beezy in the Easy, what's up, girl?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I hope everybody else is going to be on a nice, you know, love tone tonight. I want to hear some love tones.
Cry.
Yes, love tones. Let's blow out some positive energy tonight, please. Yes.
Thank you, Momo V, for that commentary. Miss Terry is in the house. Hello, Miss Terry.
Hey. I'm great.
I thought you were going to sing Macho Man. I thought you were going to go, hey, Macho. I thought you were going to keep going. Yeah, well, I didn't know. Why stop? You were going down that avenue. I'm like, I pull out my damn feather and my damn gun strap.
I was ready.
Wait on a hard way. The choice is yours.
Yes, I did.
I heard that, Miss Terry. I heard that, baby.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Since no one else had an intro, let's bring her in. Hello, Dr. Princess Adia, the Queen of Inspiration. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How's everyone doing tonight? I am happy and totally fulfilled.
Wow. Okay.
Who gives
a
damn?
Why are you happy and totally fulfilled?
We really don't want to know.
Why are you happy and totally fulfilled?
Yeah, why are you?
Because
happy?
I'm just happy. I'm happy. You know what I decided to do?
That's one.
The other day, whatever. Listen. First of all, let me complete my hello.
Before you say hello, let me let you know what you're walking into. It's not a very, it's crazy right about now. I just want to let you know you're walking into a dungeon right about now, so just be careful. Go ahead. Yes.
The man with the mark on his name
is acting like a little bitch tonight, so that's all you got to know.
Okay, well, listen, this is the thing.
Thank you, Ms. Elliott.
I always am saying that I'm busy, right? And I am. I lead a very, very
busy life, okay? And I decided the other day when it was actually Memorial Day when
Memorial Day
son
was in May, knucklehead. You mean Labor Day?
Labor Day. Son had something going on, and there was a big function at one of the festivals. And well, he was at work, but he was featured. And anyway, I was so busy. I didn't get a chance to make it down there, and I was going to surprise him. I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to make him say I was going to do it and wasn't going to be able to do it because, of course, I'm so busy. So people how's everything going? I'm doing great. How's business? Oh, I'm so busy. And I was so busy the other day, Labor Day, when I wanted to do this surprise, I wasn't able to do it because I was so busy. So this is what I said. You know, I always talk about the power of words and its intention. I'm done. I'm going to stop saying I'm busy. Because you know what? The universe is yes, and I am busy at AT double hockey stick. I'm busy as hell. So you know what? Yeah. Guess what? No, excuse me. Cancel that.
That's
I am
three times,
happy and totally fulfilled from now on. I am not busy. I am productive. I'm not going to choose the word busy all the time.
Okay.
Because it's giving me just that, and it really sucks.
My son said,
Mom, don't worry about it. I knew
it's
you were busy.
I didn't want him to say I was busy. I want him to know that I'm not ever too busy.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what I've been dealing with.
Never too busy. Somebody made it. Never too busy.
I'm not too busy for you.
You're listening to my
mind. Don't even talk to me. Don't even you talk to me right now. You not talk to me. You come here to Detroit. You couldn't even get a picture together with two people because I don't know why.
I'm not too busy for you. You got things on my mind.
I love you.
Please, somebody put something in your mouth. Come on, simple stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. We dealt with you. All right. Hello, Rob Smooth. How the hell are you?
What's up, family? Before I start, Mr. Elias, do you have hold to the mute button just in case I get muted?
No, he does not.
What's up, Momo B? What's up, Miss Tay? What's up, Bobby U? What's up, Mr. Elias? And what's up, you just confused the hell out of me with your explanation of how busy you are. What's up,
right.
Dr. Prince of Rose Dealing?
Anyway, okay, you guys don't even understand what I was saying, but sister didn't say hi to me. Hi, sister.
Wait a minute. You walked in the room. You're supposed to say hi to everybody. Hello.
There's nothing wrong with me, Dr. Princess of Day. We're glad that you're here tonight. Thank you very much. Rob Smooth, are you done with your salutation?
Can I bring some peace?
No, you cannot. Rob Smooth, what you got to say? Go ahead, Rob. I'm going to see what you got to say. All right. Am I in the safe zone, man, before I say it? No, you're lying to you.
Okay, this is what I want y'all to do.
Rob, don't do it. Rob.
You're not going to fall for the banana and the tailpipe?
Rob, you're going to fall for the banana. Don't do it. He can't do it to me.
Rob, I'm telling you. Oh, never mind. Hey, look, I'm trying to bring the man to the show. Hey, look, because y'all got me down, Rob.
Why would I do that to you, my guy, Rob? Go ahead, what you have to say, Rob?
That didn't even sound convincing, man. You know what? I would just keep my comments to myself at this moment.
Rob, come on, man. What am I doing with you, man?
I was coming to your defense, man. I was coming to get back to you. I think you got some of that mushroom dust on you. That didn't even sound right. Never mind. Thank you, Rob, for stopping in. Thank you so much. God bless. All right, listen, folks. Welcome in. 347-851-1272. It's 15 minutes after the hour. Coming up the top of the hour. It's the music business the way I see it. If you're listening to the J. King Network, should be a good show for you. And if you're staying here with us, listening lounge happening tonight. You know, listen, I tell you what. If you're just tuning in, we kind of have one of those moments, come to Jesus time. I'm not going to say it's come to Jesus. I just think that, you know, I think all of us care so much about the show. And I think that, you know, it's all about, okay, who's outside? Is that you, Dr. Prince of Dean?
You know it is. You know who it is.
Yeah,
you
know I know.
Well, who it is. Come on.
Good gracious of life. Can you sit your ass still for 1 second? Good God. Oh, why don't you mute that cheap-ass phone here? You should have took a new phone when you saw a black ass. So anyway, so I just think that we all care. We're passionate about the show. And, you know, yeah, listen, maybe I was, you know, I'm reading this crap on tag. Gladys told me to stop whining. Whatever. You know.
Yeah,
okay,
I agree with
Gladys.
Stop
whining. Like a little
I got
bitch,
stuff
man.
I need to get off my chest.
Go ahead, Rob.
May I just please?
Don't worry about it. Go back and listen to it. It's archive. It's called the archive. Yes, Rob Smooth.
Look, you
okay.
Little jerk.
Now, everybody in Blog Talk Listening Land, I want y'all to just picture this. Everybody knows who Baby Huey is, right? You know who that is? Mo B, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Ms. Elias, you know who Baby Huey is?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay. Everybody knows what J. Ryle is like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Oh, man. I don't know why this guy think I'm going to sit back and let him insult me like this.
Well, that was me. That was not me.
I didn't know it was me. What the hell is wrong with him?
You know,
so
he's
going
to
come on and think I'm just going to sit back and let him insult me. Is he nuts? I may have a pacifier in my mouth, but I still know how to press buttons, you bastard. How about that? Jesus Christ. What was that?
You know,
now, Rob, I'm going to let you back in here, and we're going to start this all over again. We're going to open the mic back up.
You are
we're going to start this again.
To rejoin the broadcast.
Okay, Rob. So
man, I asked for the safe zone pass, man. I'm trying to get
safe zone. Ain't no safe
okay.
zone, homie.
All right. So everybody, just imagine that picture for a second. You come to the show and you want to hear laughter, joy, and craziness, right?
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to?
What? I didn't say nothing, man. Can I finish?
Okay, I'm just making sure I get the button ready so when you do say something, I can hit you right on time. Yes.
I see where this is going. I've already seen this one. Go ahead, Rob.
Well,
okay.
I haven't seen it. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now.
You don't see this coming a mile away?
Since
well,
I've been on the show, you know.
I don't see it.
Since I just started listening to the show tonight, you know, I thought I was going to come in, give me a laugh. You know, I got a lot of stress on my mind. I'm like, Miss Terry, I'm like, hey, I need a laugh. So while I get on here and I'm hearing Jay bitching. Now, all I can imagine is that picture I just gave y'all, right? Y'all know the picture I just gave you, right? Then why the hell, when he starts talking about other people giving him compliments on the show, why the hell would he say some shit like...
Oh, hell no, you're gone. Get your hands out of here. Get him out of here. Get his ass out of here. You got to pull the old faithful out on his ass. Okay, we're back because Rob Smooth has lost his damn mind. I don't know if you think this is a bar, Rob Smooth. Watch your filthy ass mouth. 347-850-1272 is the call number. Let's get into the QOD, the question of the day. Jesus Christ. All right, the question of the day is, At what age does beauty go away? At what age do you start realizing that you're not as fine as you think you are? At what age do people start looking at you like, how you doing, ma'am and sir? So that's it, 347-850-1272. The Cure needs the question of the day. Call us and tell us, at what age do you start saying, I'm not as fine as I used to be? Ms. Elias, I'm going to go to you first, my brother, from another mother. At what age?
You know, it depends on the person.
What does that mean?
It depends on the person. Because
okay. To
me, man, when I seen Lena Horne in her 50s, I thought Lena Horne was still attractive. You know what I'm saying?
Was she as fine as she was when she was younger?
I mean, she could have got something at 50 from me. When she was 50, she could have got something from me. I'm saying Lena Horne was sexy to me.
At 50.
Yeah, 50. Okay. Lena Horne was, look at Lena Horne at 50. Okay, what about Pam Grier at 60?
Ooh. Well, that's a good one right there. Wow.
It depends on Fanny. It depends on the person. Now, when Pam Grier came out in the 60s, I'm like, she could have got something at 60. Shoot. So when we talk about
the person. Let's keep it real. Are you saying that you would sleep with a. How old is Pam Grier?
I don't know how old she is right now, but...
Well, let's look her up.
She had to be 60-something years old.
Yeah, you are, Rob. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Miss Elias.
She had to be 60-something years old when I seen her in that movie Jackie, whatever that was. And I was like, damn.
Was that the name of the movie, Jackie, whatever it was?
What is the name of it? Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
I thought Pam Grier was... Yeah, I thought Pam Grier was sexy then, man. She was born in 1949.
You would have slept with her. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, God. Yeah, and Jackie, look at her. Jackie Brown, tell me you wouldn't have.
How old is that movie?
I had to look it up and see. Hold on a second. Oh, no.
She is 64 years old.
Right. Yeah, she's 64?
Yeah,
64. Oh, she's a bad.
Right.
She's bad. That's
all I can
say. Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
64 years old. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So let me ask you, Momo B. At what age does beauty escapes oneself?
Well, I totally agree with Mr. Elias. It depends on the person, how you take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you are going to look old before your time. When you see these people and you say, how old are you? And they say, tell you an age that you was, you got to say, wow. They take care of themselves. They're doing something right. So it's all about taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, age is going to come up on you sooner. If you do take care of yourself, you got a little more time. So I don't think there's a number.
I tell you what, I'm looking at a picture of her now at a 64. Okay, you can go find that picture and come back to me and see if you still feel the same way. I'm looking at one. I'm like, she's like my damn mama.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm trying to look at the Jackie Brown one. Look at her and Jackie Brown.
Okay, I'm looking at her now. I ain't damn some Jackie Brown. I'm looking at her
now. I'm just saying.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, let me tell you the reason why I came up with this question. I know a guy, man. His name is Bernie. And he's a funny guy, man. This guy is probably about 66 years old. And he is always trying to talk to the young honeys. He's always trying to get up on the young honeys, right? And the thing is that what he does, and you can tell when you look at him, you can say, yeah, you know, when he was probably younger, you know, the brother looked like he probably had a little game. But here's the catch. It's a catch, Miss Terry. He walks around in his wallet a picture of himself when he was 25 years old. So anytime he tries to jump on one of these young honeys, the first thing he does is he goes to his wallet. He said, what you think about this? And the young girl's like, ooh, is that your son? Like, nah, that's me when I was 25. Oh, my goodness. You know, oh, my goodness, Bernie, you were fine back then. Yeah, I'm still fine. I'm like, Bernie, let it go, man. Let it go. You're not fine no more. But and so it was funny to me.
His wallet could be fine. His wallet could be fine. See, that's what attracts a lot of them young girls is the money, man. I got a partner who don't say nothing but young broads, young women.
But my point is, is that he's always sitting around talking. And, you know, listen, I used to be, little honeys like that. You know, back in the day, I wouldn't give him the time of day. I said, dude, let it go. Let it go. I mean, come on. You got to let it go. You can't sit here and continue to try to hold on to your – it's over. And so to me, it's like, okay, what do you do now when you when that transition period has passed? You're at a point now where people are not looking at you like they used to. You know what I'm saying? People are looking at you like, uh-oh, you know. So that's the reason I thought of him when I came up with this question. And it's like, damn, dog, let it go. Let it go. So all right, Miss Terry. Because, wait a minute, how much time we have? You know what? I don't want you to answer the question. I want you, we have about 5 minutes before the next break. I want to talk about what you said to that teacher. I want to, do we have enough time to get this in? Do we have enough time to get this in, Miss Terry?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, hell. It act like you, I told her ass off, and that's the end of it. Okay, fine. All right, so, yeah, tell us. Why did you go and act your color at your daughter's school today? Because I know that's what happened.
Well, okay, first of all, my daughter's in special ed. And when you're dealing with kids with special ed, you have to be direct and to the point. Because one thing about, you know, people think that they're slow and everything. They're not slow. If you acting like, oh, hey, little Jimmy, they're going to run you. They're going to run you to them. So, of course, the first day of school, my daughter's going to act crazy because she's been at home and, you know, she got to get a little run in. So she didn't really do anything too much. She was on the playground on the top of the, monkey bars. And the teacher said, just like this, I'm going to count to 1, 2, 3. And if you don't come down, I'm going to be so upset that I'm just going to stop back to my room and sit up. Leave you out here. So my daughter jumped down off the jungle gym, stomped to the room and sat down. And so she got mad. First of all, you gotta tell my daughter, get in. You ain't no 1, 2, 3. That's play. You're playing. 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah, they're gonna count with you. 1, 2, 3. That's what you do. But my thing is, you're a teacher. You're a special ed teacher. You have this potential. You've been to school and you're crazy. You don't even know what to do. And so then she got smart with me, and I said, well, you know, we can do this the easy way.
Oh, hell. There it is.
The choice
there
is
yours.
I can go to your boss. I can go to the head of the school because I know him. So I'm trying to save you a job. Okay? I'm trying to save you a job. Because none of the teachers don't like you. Like, one little kid, she told, don't touch me. Don't touch me. If you want me, just say my name. First of all, if you know kids with special needs that are nonverbal, they would tap you, because that's just what they do. You know, I just don't understand some of these teachers. I just don't get it.
So you was willing to fight
I'm not
the teacher.
Fight.
Well,
no,
you
I'm
just said
fight.
You're gonna do it the easy way or the hard way. That sounds like fighting
the
words to me.
The easy way or the hard way.
So,
We can sit here and have a nice conversation, or I can go to your boss. What you want to do? So we can probably, you know, change the direction. She's a problem teacher. And I knew during the summer I was going to get my daughter to get her, and she don't know me. I am a cool parent, and I've never had a problem teacher. But
like
my
like
daughter
one
is
now.
My heart. Well, my daughter is my heart. So, of course, I'm going to have a few words with you when you are telling my daughter she's in trouble about nothing.
Huh.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay, Momo B is going to ask you something.
Your class,
she can't handle
her
class? Ready to fight. What are you going to ask her, Momo?
I didn't know who it was. I said, was this her first year teaching at that school? Does she know where she is? What's her problem?
She's been teaching at that school 15 years, and the problem is they're tender. So when they get to a certain age that they can't teach, you still can't fire. So they got jobs forever until they die in the classroom. They still cute. They can't handle the classroom, but in, you know, the district lets them just teach and teach and teach when they ain't even teaching. kids, my dog, these kids, these little kids will run you to death. They're not going to sit quietly. They're
not going to go sit
that.
Down. It's a new day.
Kids. Yeah, you got to keep, she's going to tell me, this class, I don't want anybody smiling. I don't want anybody happy in this class. We're just going to learn. These are not what you say to kids with special needs.
What? So is she effective? Does she learn? Does she teach the kids?
Huh?
Do the kids
all
learn
the kids,
in her class?
No. They end up having to go back through grade in another teacher's class. And the
oh, okay. So there ain't no need for her to be there.
Yeah. And the district is saving them because they can't fire her until she does something major, like come to work the drugs or have sex with one of the kids. I mean, that's how a teacher gets fired.
Wow.
You know? They don't get fired from just not teaching kids.
Wow.
So
you had,
yeah,
so in other words, you were justified in trying to get in her ass. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And I'm gonna get on the board, and I'll be on the school board, and they're going to see my face a lot. A lot.
Oh, God. There it is.
You're going to see me. Yeah, I told her that we could do this the easy way out of damn highway. She didn't even answer my damn question.
Look, and I did it.
That's like,
right.
That's
right.
You know,
you know,
I said,
hard way.
Now, don't get me started.
Criminal minded. Yeah, you've been blinded. All right, we're stepping out, folks. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to work.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi. I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, me and Jackie, we put the dinner before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on hot thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
What? That's breaking news. She's going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sutton's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute. Do not believe it.
In about an hour, you're going to be face to face with a ding dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip
club. Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to put that.
Hey, this is your resident map of the South, Mom's a Little Donna's, kickstarting your weekend every Friday with Ladies First Radio's TJRS Network, a show for women by women. Oh, and we love our men too. Come hang out with us every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as my co-host Dr. Princess O'Dea and I discuss everyday issues and offer inspirational solutions. From the East Coast to the West Coast to all over the world, Ladies First Radio keeps it real, spreading positivity one show at a time. Don't have time to listen to us live? Carry us with you. Download Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, through podcast, your iTunes, or iPod. Come be inspired with Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Network, a show for women by women.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Troy the Hill is hump day. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Wednesday edition. hanging out with somebody's eating some damn corn chips or something. I wish y'all would sit y'all ass down. My boy Mr. Elias in the house. What's up, partner?
I tell you, mother man.
You don't understand. Momo BZ is in the easy. Hey, Momo B.
But she's my Neezy.
Miss Terry is also in the place to be with old crime fighting ass. What's up, Miss Terry? Oh, look, you see, she called the teacher.
I told
you, you can do this the easy way or the hard way. Don't make me bring my, don't make me come to your damn house. And of course, the very lovely Dr. Princess Aldea is in the house. Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea. How are you?
Well, of course, you're not going to answer.
What the hell, man?
Say,
what's you always say, my zipper stuck. Somebody put something in my mouth. Did somebody put something in my mouth?
I mean, you know, see, this is ridiculous.
It is.
Hang up on her ass. Just get out of here. We ain't got time for this. Just get ass
hello?
Out of here. Jesus. No, I know. Hello. Will you please, either you're in or you out, Dr. Prince is out there.
I was on mute.
Well, then
you
turn
know,
yourself off mute.
Why
can't you be
stuff
sitting down somewhere while the show's going on? Why are you always on the move? Do you not have a
you
house? Do you live
you
somewhere? Or what are
you,
what you doing?
Mute, but you can mute yourself and still listen to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got
what's wrong with you?
Because I was saying hello and then realized I wasn't on. Y'all couldn't hear my hello.
Oh, but I've gone past
that's
you by now.
What'd you say?
Hold up.
Do you not have a
Hold up.
What?
We got royalty in the house. We have royalty in the house.
That is, hold on. That's me. What's up?
No, ain't your ass.
Light skin.
No.
What's happening, brother?
What's happening, darkness? He said royalty, not royalty.
Oh, man.
What's happening,
Momo
brother?
B, where you at? Where you at, Momo B? Is Momo B here?
25 for 60.
I'm here. What's up,
Big King?
29,444.
29,446. I done
licked it about 4 million times over the weekend.
Oh, man.
No licking like the one you got.
Hey,
something
over you. You okay?
Dr. Prince, I understand
you've
been showing your bunion.
I've been what?
Showing your bunion.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about
is.
It later on.
Oh, God.
What
are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm on the radio. You want to say hello? You
no,
the
hell we don't
want to
talk to your real estate
exactly
friends or whoever they are. The hell no.
Not a real estate. Say hello. You want to say hello? Hold on. Wait,
who is it?
What's the matter? Derek, right? Derek, okay, and Derek, what is your business, Derek?
Make a cell phone and run, Derek.
He does small business loans. Hold on.
I knew
just
it.
Just be nice to the gentleman. Be nice.
This is you. We're not being nice to the hell with his name, whatever him. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey,
hello. Who is this?
Hey, this is Vila Don Cannon, better known as Derek Cannon. How y'all doing?
Better known as Derek Cannon. We don't know the. Okay, all right. Better known as. Okay,
hey,
brother. Let me ask you something,
the
man.
City know.
Everybody, in what city? Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Derek, let me ask.
How y'all doing?
Derek, can I ask you?
Go ahead,
Dr. Prince has parked in your driveway.
You said somebody parked in my driveway.
Dr. Prince has parked in your driveway.
Y'all, I get a phone back. Hey, you guys can contact me at 947-517-6024.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Hey, she told me to give it out. It's the lady right here.
I tell you what you need to do. Take that damn phone and run. Just run as fast as you can.
Take the phone and run.
Hey, she's a
just
beautiful
run.
Lady. She's out of her business. You know, just run into her. I know she's probably just traveling everything.
You know, get ready to grab some meat.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Derek. You have overstayed. You're welcome, man. Bye. Get your hands off the phone.
Good to see you, sweetheart. Good to see you.
You know, let me tell you something. I'm getting proud of you, Dr. Princess Odia.
I'm going to stop telling people about the J. Ryle show in 2 minutes.
Oh, I don't give a damn about those. What the hell with that?
J. Ryle show. Everybody in the restaurant
damn?
Just heard the J. Ryle show. They just,
who gives a
everybody,
damn?
I'm at Cadova in Southfield.
I'm starting to think
they
that you're
homeless. They all heard about the J. Ryle.
Every time you turn around, you never call them from your house. Your ass is Starbucks at a damn cab stop, bus driver, the hair place. Yeah, it's like roaming the damn streets at night, boy. Don't go to bed with the price on your head. No.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell's up with that?
I teach on Wednesday night.
I don't give a damn what you do. We have a radio show Wednesday nights. Thank you for being a part of it. All right, listen, 347-850-1272. Come out at the top of the hour. It's Jay King. It's the music business, the way I see it, on the Jay King Network. Light Skin, what are you talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking about the history of jazz and blues. Joan Cartwright, she's an artist. I mean, she's an author and a recording artist. She's our guest, and she wrote a book. The history of African American jazz and blues, and we're going to discuss it.
You all right, light skin?
I said that we're going to discuss it.
Oh, I thought you said we're going to discuss it and stopped. I thought, okay, I hear you. Okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay, yeah. All right. So that's coming up at the top of the hour on the Jay King Network, and I'm pretty sure you guys are listening live over there. Every place else, WCWK Radio, here on the TGRS Radio Network, and other places that may be tapped in. We're going to continue to do what we do. This is the music business on Jay King, but we have the Listening Lounge happening live here on this network. All right, look, to kill the question of the day, we're asking people, all right, we're asking folks here on the show, at what age does beauty go away? So, Miss Terry, I don't think we asked you yet. At what age do you say, you know what, it goes away. It's starting to go away. You're not as fine as you used to be. And you know this. See, this is the thing about it. People know when they're not at that point anymore. Even though you can sit there and say Raquel Welch and all these people look good when they get late in age, you know when you're at an age like, damn, I'm just not, you know, they ain't looking at me like they used to. So what's that age? What age do you think that is, Miss Terry?
So, I know you don't want to hear this, but...
What the hell does that mean?
One day you will be thinking a 64-year-old woman is fine. Anyway,
see what?
One day you will think a 64-year-old woman is fine.
Maybe you
get about 80.
I don't think so. Yeah. Whatever.
Uh-huh. I think beauty is just at stages. You know, when you're 20, you're at a beauty stage. When you're 30, you're at a beauty stage. You got to know the stages of your beauty. When you're in your 40s, you can't roll like when you're in your 20s. When you're in your 50s, you can't really roll like when you're in your 40s. So you got to know when to back off or more things to do. You know, it's a personal thing. So I think every age can be beautiful. You can be beautiful, especially black women. They're beautiful in all ages. So it just depends on how you carry yourself and how you take care of yourself and how your attitude is. So, you know, I mean, when I get 60, I'm not going to act like I'm 20. Now, I might sleep with a 20-year-old, but I ain't going to be acting
well, of course, we know that. Yeah. You know, you may have a big pocketbook, too. What's up, Light Skin?
You going to ask me?
Yeah, I'm asking you now. What age, Light Skin, do you, when your beauty just start going away?
When you start feeling like, every time you turn around, you got to do something similar to what a sugar daddy doing. Your beauty is going away. The more sugar in your daddy, the less beauty in your face.
Oh, my Lord have mercy, Jesus. Wow. That's funny. That's funny. God, let me ask you something. So, seriously, I mean, this is the deal, and I think this is the problem that a lot of star athletes run into. Like Michael Jordan, when he was a young guy, you know, when he was out there doing his thing, Michael Jordan did not want to, you know, he didn't want to be under the media spotlight. He didn't want any of that stuff. Now he's starting to miss it a little bit. I just think at some point in time you realize that you're not turning heads like you used to. That, you know, women are walking by you. And I told a story about my friend Bernie. He's a guy that's in his late 60s, and he's always trying to crack on all the honeys, right? And so these honeys are young honeys, and he's trying to get on them, you know. And you can tell when Bernie was younger, you know, you can tell he probably had a little game about himself. So anyway, when he's trying to talk to these young girls, he reaches in his wallet, and he pulls out a picture of himself at 25. Now, you know, he had short hair cut out of polo shirt, so you really can't tell, you know, what, you know, the time period. And so when he pulls the picture out, the girls are like, oh, you know, I date him. Is that your son? Is that your son? He said, no, that's me. You know, and it's like, Bernie, let it go, dog. It's gone. And so it's, I guess the better question is, how hard is it to let go when you so used to being the one? When you so used to having ladies come up to you and saying, what's up, daddy, you know, and stuff like that. How hard is that to let go?
That's the question. You know what? I think that has to do with how shallow you are, or how much you've grown. You know, when you're young, those things count. When you become mature, first of all, what's your old ass doing trying to look at a young girl? Your old ass.
Hey, I agree. Yeah, I don't do that for me. I've said this 1,000 times. So, people don't believe me.
That's number one.
Serious.
Number two, if you're reaching for your wallet, make sure it's some money.
Really?
Oh, this
are you
going to
ask
you to go to
that,
Miss Harris?
Well,
are you? But I think when guys are tripping like that, you know, about what they, you know, like if I got a picture of myself from when, I mean, because I didn't know I was cute when I was 30 because I was trying to fight everybody all the time. But now I'm looking at pictures, I'm like, damn, if I had known I was cute at that time, I'd have been a bad Mickey Ficky. I'm just at my cute years. I'm at all
my
cute years past me. Damn it.
Oh my God!
Just talk about
it. I messed up my cute years. Okay. Okay. Wow. You messed up his cute years. I never heard that
it's
expression
all downhill
before.
Now.
Well, yeah, it's downhill for all of us. I mean, it gets to that point. Dr. Bristow, let me ask you something. So, at what age does beauty escape you? Shut up.
Well, I think that it's going to be some years to come, honey. I think you
years to come
can
for
look as good. I think you can look as good as you want for as many years as you want. Be happy on that one, honey. Thank you. You can be good as you can look as good as you want for however long you want. I think that if you keep your mind straight, your smiles go,
you're
happy, happy,
mind.
joy. I'm trying to tell you. And it's for you. So that's what I think.
God, that's true.
I think that you can, I mean, things really start shifting a little bit, though. There may be some changes. You know, we age a little late, maybe like 60. I mean, my mother is 62, and you can't tell if she's 50 or 60 or 40. I think 45, 60. She looks really good. It just depends on, you know, how you take care of yourself. But 60 is a decent time and things, you know, start changing a little bit, but doesn't mean
you
said 60. Look,
look
good.
Let me tell you something, baby.
Maybe 60.
Let me tell you something. Father Time is the undefeated, undisputed champ. You may go 15 rounds with Father Time, but at some point in time, you are going to lose. And
it's not losing, but, you know,
you are
going to
lose.
Look at Diana Ross.
Yeah,
look at
her.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross's ass, her teeth look like little baby chicklets.
Okay, look at Tina Turner. Remember Tina Turner?
Tina Turner, just now,
she's starting to change a little bit. But she was darn near 70. She was 70
they
before she started.
They getting a whole bunch of fixing. They getting a whole bunch of fixing.
Oh, no, no,
talking about people without
the
fixing.
Not Tina. Tina was going, numb your whore and get your, numb your whore and get your. That's what we all need to do. Numb your whore and get your.
Are you at a bar? I mean, is that the reason why you're acting the way you're acting? What the hell is wrong with you? Thank you very much, Dr. Bristow.
Hey, dude, one thing about Detroit, when I was in Detroit, Everywhere I went, I smell weed, man. I smell weed everywhere I went.
Well,
that's all
yeah,
they had
time
to do around there. Sell drugs and, you know, that kind of stuff.
I was like, damn. I say, is that? I went to the Dave Chappelle show. They were smoking weed there. I went to
he
the
probably
was
smoking
there.
Weed, too.
Smoking weed there. I was like, wow, man. They smoke weed everywhere in Detroit. That's just like a
that's
national pastime with them.
No, except in the area where Bluefield, where we were, you could smoke. You can be out there smoking if you want to, and you going to jail.
Hell, Blue,
no, you
know. I smelled out there too. So I don't want to hear that.
Smell
one.
It, but they nobody better not know unless they have a license.
They look,
across
a
license. Whoa. Are you telling me that if you have a license, you can get a license to smoke weed in Detroit?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold up. Are y'all serious?
Yeah.
That's a heart attack.
Yeah. You can get a license.
In California.
All over
Detroit. In California.
Whoa. You're saying you can get a license to smoke weed.
No, you're supposed to get a license to sell. You're supposed to get a license to sell, but of course, if you have a license, then you can have it on you. But until a few months ago in Detroit, you can have two in Detroit only. That's just Wayne County. That doesn't mean Oakland County like where we were in the Bay Area, honey. But just in the urban community in Wayne County, you can have 2 ounces on you and be okay and don't have a license at all.
Yep.
Miss Terry, how you know? You talking like, I was a proponent for the bill in California. I was one of the sponsors.
Let me tell you, California, the scent of California is marijuana. That's the scent. It don't matter where you go in California, you smell weed. The
same thing with Detroit. Same thing with Detroit, bro. I'm telling you.
People on marijuana cases in California. Everybody high. Everybody. And I'm talking about your grandmama, your great grandmama, everybody.
Same as Detroit. Damn. I kid you not. Dude, everywhere I went, I was like,
illegal
you know
what
weed is?
What?
It's
a
are you wow. To move illegal
everywhere.
Substance?
You said weed everywhere.
Everywhere you look, bro. Like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Now I
wow.
understand you better, Princess O.G. I'm sorry.
Look at you. But, you know, I mean, when you can. I said I'm going to give a seminar on it so I can educate the people.
Yeah,
you
should.
What are you talking about? You're going to give. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Dr. Princess O.G.?
I think people should be educated because it can be dangerous, or it's, you know, when if people can smoke weed. You know what?
Ding, ding, ding.
Shut the hell up.
Wow. He's doing so good, too. Who made you the resident expert when it comes to weed smoking? Nobody's going to listen
not,
to you.
I'm what? Not,
see,
but I have a chemist.
This is what killed me about black people. You know what? I'll tell you what we're going to do. No, we're going to take a break. No, hell no. We're going to take a break. We got to say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. Folks, we'll see you back next week. Glad you guys. Listen, we really appreciate you all. We really and truly do. All our listeners, we appreciate the hell out of you. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be back Wednesday. You know, like Momo B said, she said her best. Family have those types of situations. Every now and then, you know, you just got to have one of those conversations. But we appreciate all of you all, and we appreciate the fact that you listen to the show. On the other side, we're going to talk about this. This is what I can't stand about some black folk. And I'm going to talk about y'all coming up next right here on the J. Ryle Show.
Oh, because you ain't black.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
Kristen Stone.
It's your resident, Map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
A beautiful woman is not looking, or what, attractive, or however you want to, you know, categorize that. They're not looking necessarily for, you know, looks on a person. They're looking for conversation. They're looking for confidence. And the worst thing you can do is to walk up to a woman and not show confidence, because that will end your run right there. So,
you know what? Hey, I have an idea. Hey, Explicable, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's do a little role playing right now. We all are going to try to pick up Inexplicable. When we get done, you need to tell us who had the best approach. Let me set it up for you. We're in a smooth jazz cafe. She's sitting there, man. She got her hair done right. She got on some nice-looking heels. She's drinking a little bit of wine. She's over in the dark corner sitting on a brown leather couch. Home team, the floor is yours. Go get her.
Hi. Hey, what's up? What's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Look, how long have you been up in here?
Actually, I just got here.
You know what? I got a better spot. Let's bounce. Let's go out to this other spot that I got. It's kind of real chill, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go out by the water. Just kind of hang out and get to know each other.
Yeah, if I do that, you might turn out to be the axe murderer, and I might not make it back home.
Hey, Tyreek, your turn. You up to bat. Let's go.
Okay, hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Okay, I got to go. It was nice meeting you.
Wow.
Here I come. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. What you drinking?
I'm having an amaretto sour.
Is that right? Would you like another one?
I'm good with this one. I nursed this one for a little bit.
Okay, that's cool. How long you been here?
I just got in.
Okay, all right. You feel like dancing now, or do you want to wait and dance later?
I got on my dancing shoes. Let's go.
Well, let's get to the dance floor. Now, let me tell you something now. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm good. So, you know, let me know if I leave you behind. We're going to get out here and get down. Now, don't try to embarrass me on the dance floor, all right?
I'll follow your lead. How about that?
Oh, let's go, girl. Let's go. Okay, so next, now, you tell us who had the best approach amongst the three of us. Tell us next.
I would have to be honest and say you had the best approach.
That boy is smooth.
You're right.
Yeah.
Jamila in the chat room said you were trying to get a drunk.
Rewind. Find.
Today, about 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right you are. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Beautiful Wednesday. We're just minutes away from the listener lounge. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
Who you want?
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Mama BZ in the Heezy.
Right here, dog. Right here.
Right here.
be right here. Right here. See, girl, I'm on top of it. Yeah. Dr. Princess Aldea, the queen of I don't have a home, I'm just roaming the streets tonight. Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea.
Oh, whatever. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
No. And Miss Terry is in the house. What's happening to Miss Terry?
Hey.
Yeah, Yeah. All right, Nikhil, this is the question of the day. We're asking you, at what age does beauty escape thee? It's been a great conversation so far, and the, you know, the origin behind it was because I know an old guy that runs around with a picture of himself in his wallet because I guess he's so scared that the honeys, you know, ain't on top of it. But now, before the break, though, now what were we talking about before the break? Because this is something that I want us to get back into on the other side. Who said what?
You said that you were going to talk about how what black people, you probably have a black people.
Yeah, I do. And here's the problem. My problem with black folks, here it is. My problem with some of you people is that you go to these seminars and these people are talking. Who the hell made you the resident expert? Why do you feel that you can stand in front of people and give people advice but you don't know a damn thing about what's going on?
Oh,
Dr.
Prince's
idea.
Excuse me. I just said to you, just because I said I'm going to host a seminar, in this scenario, for example, I do know some things, but I'm going to bring some experts who are, I'm bringing some chemists who have been studying the strings. Yeah, some chemists who have been studying.
You don't know no damn chemist.
Jeez, you know, you heard something. Who have been
studying, you don't know no chemist.
Strings.
Okay, what's the chemist's name?
I
give
do.
Us a name real quick. No, give us
they've
a name right
studying?
Now. Give us the name of a chemist that's been studying reefer and pie.
No, yeah.
And Mary
listen,
Jane.
And studying the cannabinoid.
Okay,
industry.
Fine. Give me the names.
His name
names
is
like
Sean.
That.
His name is
oh,
Sean.
Oh, I can make up a name.
Honestly,
I know somebody named LaQuita.
No,
that's a damn chemist, too.
I cannot remember his last name.
Because he doesn't
say,
exist. He's your imaginary friend.
Yes,
that's
does.
Why.
No, not at all. But listen. This particular person, that's one person. And then I also have a couple of medical doctors that actually.
Okay, this didn't turn into a promo for you to tell us about your upcoming event. Okay, thank you very much.
I haven't scheduled it.
We're moving on.
I haven't scheduled it. I just put it out there.
Okay, but fine. We don't care then. Thank you very much. All right, Miss Terry, what about these people? We talked about this a long time ago. These folks who claim they're life docs. I'm a life coach. Who the hell made you a life coach? How the hell did you know?
If you go through so much, then you feel that you can give other people advice.
Okay.
You know?
So does that mean you're a life coach? You're a life coach because you've been through drama in your life. It seems to me I don't want to talk to your ass because you're the one making all the damn mistakes.
Why would you want to talk to somebody who hasn't been through
crazy.
Something?
Wait a minute. If you,
it ain't crazy.
Okay, listen. I've been through domestic violence, okay? I've been through it extensively with
you're not a life coach.
Really three relationships.
But you're not a life coach, though.
Listen. So when I went to Weave or whatever, I wanted to talk to people that have been through it because people that have not been through it, their first thing for me is, why'd you stay? I don't understand. I never let nobody hit me. It is not like
that's
you
right.
stand there and let
that's
somebody
right.
hit you.
They don't know unless they've been through it,
they
girl.
They don't know, you know? So you need
yep.
somebody who's going to understand what you're saying. Just for instance, you. You're bougie, so you need another bougie person.
Oh, you go to hell, Miss Sarah. Let me tell you something. You go to hell. How about that?
He is not
bougie. That.
Don't say that to him. He thinks that's a compliment. Don't pay him that kind of compliment. He thinks being bougie, if you tell him he's bougie, he feels he has made it, and that is an accomplishment. No.
Gotta go.
This
yeah,
person has
him.
Been muted.
Yeah. Bougie that, Heifer. Bougie that. Yeah, is that bougie? Putting you on damn mute? How does it feel to be a mute?
He said he thinks he made it.
I made it because I'm bougie. What kind of nonsense,
ooh.
Crazy, true purpose ass statement is that? Bougie your ass into damn negative land. Stay your ass there while we figure out what's going
and
on.
See,
right.
See, those are the kind of things that I wonder about. Like, I'm just saying, personally, I'm not trying to be a child, but I'm just saying, when you talk like that and say things like in a certain way like that, and then you're going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, come let me teach you a few stuff about my purpose and follow me and be as one because I'm one. you're one and you're trying to teach me as a life coach. I understand you went through some things, but that doesn't mean you know everything. You know, life coaches are supposed to know everything about everything, and they really don't. You went through this, so if I'm here for this, then we could go. But I got other things going on, and you just sitting there looking at me. No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything ain't for everybody.
She broke it down.
Stick to your zone right there. Right here in your zone.
You broke it down. She broke it down. It don't need to be broke down any further. Listen, Lounge, coming up next.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Everybody, this is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
I listen to, I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, it's been a few weeks since we did the lounge, but tonight the lounge is in full effect. Mr. LES, man, I tell you, brother, after a hard day's work, ain't nothing, but nothing like the lounge to slow you down, my brother.
All right, well, let's get into it then. Let's not delay it.
All right,
here we go.
baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Feeling all week, and you're kind of tired.
If you don't, was how it's gotta be. Knew I was thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
get real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
You gotta earn
respect.
Cause
in my house is how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend, trying to run a game on you. That ain't love. Now rules from the old school. Trying to make a claim on you. That ain't love. Bad boys ain't nothing but trouble. Your mama say to you. That ain't love. And if he lays his hands on you, gonna be trouble for true. Cause that ain't love.
Listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, you know the deal. 3 minutes to wrap it up. And let me say this, I want us to continue to pray for young Jordan. She had a hiccup. She admitted back into the hospital yesterday. Her abdomen was very swollen. Discovered that fluid had accumulated around the abdomen. They're not sure why this had happened, but she's going to have general anesthesia, have a small procedure to have the fluid drained. But thankfully, they've ruled out any serious problems. So just continue to pray for her and her family, and hopefully she'll be back home soon. So we're praying for you, young Jordy Joa, because you know we love you. I also want to say what's up. Happy birthday to my mom. Mama, you don't know this yet, but I will be home in 24 hours just to wish you a very, very happy birthday. So
oh, say
happy birthday. I don't think she knows, brother. It's a surprise.
Oh, well, she knows
that. Yeah, she probably does. Yeah, you're right. I maybe let the cat out the bag. Oh, well. All right, so anyway, look, great show tonight. We have a few minutes to wrap it up, so what do you have to say? Yes.
Man, I'd like to wish your mom a happy birthday, too, because you know how special she is to me. You know how that works for me and your mama, man. You know, that's like my mother. So.
Y'all. Happy birthday, yes. And Mama BZ and the Heezy. All right, look, did we take care of everything that we're supposed to take care of? We have a minute left. Wrap it up. Did we take care of everything we needed? Any loose ends? What?
Well, you if you asking me the question, my answer would be, you the one that had the problem, so I guess you are right now, because I never had the problem.
Oh, okay. And there it is.
Well, I don't have a problem now. I don't have a problem now. So it's all good.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. All right, so listen, Saturday we may be in Rewind, I'm not sure, or maybe Momo B, Ernest, and Miss Terry. I don't know. Just depends. We may, you know what, I think that party's going to be late, so yeah, we'll be on the air. We'll be on the air. We'll be, I'll be broadcasting live from the 219.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm so confused.
No, no, no. My mother's birthday party is this Saturday.
Oh, so you might not be here. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be here. I'm
gonna
be at the party with him.
Well, no, I think the party starts later, so we can. Well, you know, we got it. We'll get it started. All right, we'll finish up on the other side.
My brother's keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. You know what time it is. If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks. You know, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. Now we have 3 minutes to shut it down. All right, Momo B, final thoughts.
Family is family. And we're one big happy family. Whether we show up Monday through Friday or not. Or what is that, Sunday through Saturday? Whatever.
Oh,
whether we show up or not, we love each other.
Oh, God. Joker trying to tell somebody something. Whether we show or not, is it from Monday to Wednesday? Oh, is it from Tuesday to Friday? Whatever. Okay, thank you. We get the drift, Momo BZ and the Heezy. Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts, dog.
Hey, wow, what can I say after the show tonight? The energy was drained out of me from the beginning. But,
no, whatever.
You know, cry, bitch. But, hey, you know, I always say, man, I like booty. Booty's more important than breathing. It's more important than water. I'm telling you something. I like you, Momo B. I want you, and I'm going to do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. And look, the doctor just came back in.
Ooh. Hey, the hell with her. She should have stayed here doing the whole damn thing. She can.
Yeah.
The hell with her.
Yes.
Hang out with your people at damn Burger King. I wonder where she's going to sleep tonight. Hello. I bet you, man, people be laying in the damn bus station. She come flying tonight. Hello, everybody. Hi. Half it's 1 o'clock in the damn morning. Sit your ass down and grab a damn seat and go to sleep. Hello. I'm happy. I roam in the streets at night. I walk the streets late at night. Oh, God. Right. Look, folks, appreciate you once again. I'll just repeat a little bit what I said earlier. Look, we appreciate y'all. You just don't know how much. I'm willing to bet you that we appreciate our listeners more than any other damn radio show on this damn BTR. I'm willing to bet you that.
Say it again.
I'm willing to bet you that. We appreciate them more than any other damn radio station on this damn network. How about that?
Mm.
Take that to the bank. Put down your peace pipe and smoke it. Just don't know. Still, let's make him shut this damn thing down.
Yes, by all means, let's shut this damn thing down. Let's shut this mother down.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Talking dirty. Already then. All right, so for Mr. L.E.S., Momo BZ and the Heezy, Miss Terry, Dr. Rose of the Raw Smooth, and my boy Mr. L to the E to the S and Light Skin. We'll see you back here on Saturday, folks. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your work week. Be safe. Love ya.
Sister, are you there? Hello? Hello, sister. I know you're there. I know you didn't hang up. Are you there? Maybe you're not there. Miss Terry? Miss Terry? Did everybody hang up? Well, since everybody's sold me out tonight. It's no biggie. It's really no biggie. I love my sisters and my brothers and my homies and my half-brothers that I don't usually talk to because they come in on Saturday. That's my half-brother, Ernie. Anyway, it's been so real. Listen, you know, I have a couple things I want to say. One, I want to address this issue that J. Rao is discussing about or commented earlier on the seminar regarding the weed and cannabis. First of all, in order for someone to host a seminar, you do not necessarily have to be the one to do all of the talking. Hello. To put together a seminar, Mr. Smarty Pants, you, in fact, can be the one who kind of who will bring on the guests who are the experts in the area, but you create the form, okay? It is an excellent way to have a business, to be an excellent thing for an entrepreneur. Some of us out here, you have great talent, you have great knowledge, and you can collaborate with other entities and other people who are experts in one area or another under one umbrella. For example, you can have a seminar about, as I'm going to do, it's actually going to be on health and the truth about the cannabis plant, okay? And the reason I'm doing this is because it's people smoke it, people, they cook it, they do all kind of creative things. They have tea. They have the cannabis tea, which is a nice, relaxed experience. They have all types of things. You also have our youth partaking in this plant, as well as a dog's delight, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, there is such a thing as overindulging in anything, especially the cannabis plant, okay? You can overindulge. You have a lot of our teens who are partaking in it, and then you wonder why they're just like abusing it, and maybe not, they're starting to become very lazy and different things of that nature. Well, you know, maybe parents, maybe you should stop telling them no, 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 so they can stop hiding it from you who are already doing whatever you're doing anyway. But anyway, how is that working out for you? That gets me with parents. Parents always want to act like they didn't do something. You act like you didn't do it or you're not doing it, but then you're telling your children no because that's what you're supposed to do so that they don't do it. Duh! They're still doing it, and you're the one that looks crazy. You're not, what are you accomplishing? Absolutely nothing. However, once you take the opportunity to educate, okay? We can educate our community. We don't want people, you know, abusing something that they can be educated on to use it in proper manner. And yes, the cannabis can be used in proper manners. Actually, in healthy ways, absolutely. I am telling you, if I gave you a test, I'll give you a multiple choice test I want you to take right now. Now listen to this. I'm going to ask you this question, a few questions. I want you to answer honestly, all right? And I want you to tell the truth to yourself. Then let's talk about doing this seminar because it's important. And there are actually some components of the cannabis that are questionable to its assistance in helping rid, or not, well, yeah, I should say prevent, more preventative of cancer than ridding, but preventative, okay? So look, don't talk me to death. Okay, now listen. What is more healthy? Now listen, I know some of you are very, very, I don't know, I'm not going to try to talk about what you are. Listen, this is a quiz. What is healthier, the cannabis plant Aura Sugar. Mark, right, the cannabis one. The next thing, what is healthier, the cannabis plant or the wonderful antidepressant pill that you're taking? Right, bingo, the cannabis plant. And now I'm going to ask you another question. What's healthier, the cannabis plant or that McDonald's burger that you just fed your child? The cannabis plant, exactly. Trust and believe. Now, the cannabis plant does not necessarily have to be inhaled, but it can definitely be done, handled in a way where it could be as tea, smoking, and all of the painkillers you're taking that are definitely shutting your organs down. Trust me as we speak. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's what's going on. There are things that are taking place in your body that you would not, definitely not like if you knew the truth. We think it's bad because that's what they told us. I mean, for God's sake, we even trip over words and terms that cursing, you know, certain words we don't say because it's missing, it has a different vowel. There's one vowel versus another vowel. What am I speaking specifically of? And I'm being real with you tonight. This is the sister to sister time. So allow me to be real. And even if you didn't allow me, I was going to do it anyway. So anyway, as I was saying, okay, there's people will actually argue. They'll argue this and swear that one person is going to hell and one person isn't if one person says shit and one person says shoot. And then they say, well, oh my God, you said shit. Well, then if you said shoot, then you were okay. Now all of a sudden you've made it in. Give me a break, guys. We have really got to wake up. What's really going on? And are we really that robotic in our thinking, our being, and our true essence? Let's be real. What really matters? I'll tell you what matters. Love matters. Truth matters. That's what matters. So, yes, I'm going to give this seminar. And I'm going to give it great thought because I really do want people to be educated. I don't want the children, and even the adults that are indulging and partaking in this to just go take it, even those who are getting it for medical, municipal purposes. Hell, they might do it. And if you can have too much of something, you got too much of that cannabis. And I'm telling you, honey, the world starts spinning. You don't want those things. You don't want to not be healthy either. And there's healthy ways to even partake in it if that's what you are going to do for your medical or pleasure reasons. Okay? Now, that's just keeping it real. I forgot one more other choice. What's healthier, the cannabis plant or the Hennessy? Hennessy! I'm telling you, it's the cannabis plant. Okay, I'm done. We're talking about alcohol here. All right, last call for alcohol. All right, I'm moving along. I'm going to go right along. Roll call one more time. Sister, are you there? Maybe she's not there. All right, and Miss Terry, my sister, are you there? Alrighty. I'm still here alone. Okay. So I'm going to continue on with what I'm talking about. However, I don't know what I'm going to talk about next. But anyway, I think it's very important. Oh, I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about Mr. Elliot. And my sister. I think there's something really going on. I think those two have a love dug for them that is really revving. And it all came out last weekend. Saturday, in case you didn't know, I met Mr. Elliott. Nice guy, you know. We thought there was some hotness going on, but there was no hotness because my sister shut it down. Shut it down. She doesn't want anybody to touch Mr. Elliott. That's a thing, baby. That's a thing. I'm telling you, it's all over. You heard what he said after the show? I mean, you didn't hear it from me, but you heard it yourself. He said, I can take it the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. And Momo B, he was specific to say Momo B. I think they really got something going on. I mean, she challenged me on Saturday. Well, no, she challenged him. She told him he better answer the phone at 11:35. Baby, I'm telling you, he was running out of that Starbucks like he was running for his life. He ran for that thing. I got to go. He ran so fast away from me. God didn't even get to go quick enough. He was gone. Pull his nose so wide open for that girl. I swear to goodness. When they meet, it's going to be something in heaven. And Tank ain't got nothing on makeup sex with those two. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you, they ain't got nothing. G.O.G. and I didn't have nothing in comparison to that. They got some hot things going on. Just hot. Just nasty and hot. That's what it is. Just hot and nasty. Just terrible. It's just ugly. Just downright, flat out ugly. Woo, Lord. Lordy. I saw Mr. Elias, and that son of a gun didn't even take a picture together. He didn't even want us to be seen. The fans, y'all couldn't even see us together. I wanted you guys to see us together. I could read if I wasn't driving, but you know I am driving right now. If I wasn't driving, I read the text that I sent to him on Sunday morning. Of course, Jay didn't send me the memo that Sunday morning was a rewind, so of course I was up and ready to go. I wanted to do the show with my brother, but Mr. Elias would be seen with me in public because of that darn my lovely sister, Momo B. She just put a rant in the whole program. Shut that thing down. What a chance in hell for that one. But anyway, I didn't want to know. I was just being nice. Shoot. This is my brother. But anyway, they got a thing going on. Something going on. No, that's not how that go out. You know what that was? Nothing going on but the rent. I was all off. I was trying to sing something else. But anyway, so that's the news. Mr. Elias and Momo B are hot commodities, baby. And they are finger-licking good. And when they see each other, their fingers ain't the only thing that they might be licking. So I am going to leave that alone. You haven't heard a thing from me. I'm telling you. I think after this whole little thing we have going on with this Ohio Heights, or what's it called? Cleveland Heights, you're going to find out some real good things. I think there are some realities to the characters. I want you to pay attention. Now, Jay chose me to be his wife. Brenda Jones, I think that's my name. I can't even remember, but it was something like that. Brenda somebody. Sound real exclusive, because, you know, Jay a bougie something. So, anyways, sound real bougie. Brenda Jones or Brenda Klein or somebody like that, right? But he asked me to be his wife. You know what that means? I think Jay, maybe not, I don't know. Then I heard Rod Smooth was kind of cute. Maybe we ought to change positions. Rod! No, he gets on my last, he gets on nerves I didn't know I had, girl. And gents, maybe the gents aren't listening. I know you probably can't stand me. I don't care. You know I don't care. And just wait. Wait until Cleveland Heights come on. I think you're going to see the true color shining through. Going to see the true color. And that's why we love you. Don't be afraid to let them show. Because we're going to keep showing them. We're going to show. Show them. You're going to see some love. You're going to hear some things you ain't never heard before. Well, guys, let me tell you something. Life is a beautiful thing, and it has a way of bringing things back around the corner. It inspirizes you. It brings you joy and love, peace and happiness. It brings you sex and hair grease. It brings you so many things that brings you to wonderful transformational experiences. And I think that as we allow ourselves the opportunity to be true to self, we definitely come to an evolution personally that inspires others to do the same. That's what I believe. I really do. I love, love, love my fam here. I really do. And although they say they want to kick me off, you know what I know? I know those son of a guns love me in spite of whatever they say. Don't you ever believe them. So don't you guys worry. I'm not going anywhere. Okay? Don't worry about anything. Because those son of a guns can't get out. They can't kick me out. So don't you worry about a dang on thing. I'm telling you. Sister, if you just stay forever. Matter of fact, they just don't know it. But even when they're gone, I'll be here, baby. So don't you guys worry. Just pull your trunks up, your panties up, your drawers up, and all that good stuff.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Oh, I'm telling you, those little ass. Hello? Right. I told you, I'm here forever. My words will never, ever, ever bring a hindrance or bring my demise. I'll be here through all the lies and the cheating that all the others do. I will be here to hold the fort up, guys. Just don't worry. Don't worry. After Mr. LES and Momo B go and pop and have some kids or something, we'll still be here. Ready? Jay will still be standing alone. It's all right, though, Jay. He's okay. His bald head, big belly, we love him just the same. It's all good and love. Ernest, that's my half-brother, you know. He's probably going to be here, too. Now, he's more likely to get kicked out. Now, that son of a gun might get kicked out. He more, let me tell you something. You can't just do people like you do people and think you're going to stick around. But I give him love, and he'll stay. And then there's my sister Momo B. Boy, my sister Momo B. Oh, what's up, my nigga? That's my girl. Hello?
What we going to do now is go back.
What is happening? I tell you what, my sister Momo B. Momo B is in this kitty. That's the stuff. Oh, man, it's like the cops. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Hey, hey. Hey, Now listen. Then there's Miss Carrie. She cool and smooth, man. She just come in. She put it down like, bam, pow, pop, there it is. Who there it is? That's Miss Carrie. I'm telling you. That's my girl. She real, too. We have a like story. She was abused. She got her tail kicked, and I got my tail kicked, too. But you know what? We came out on top. That's right. Hey. And then, you know I can't leave out Rick Sister. It take her about 5 minutes to answer a question, but I swear she come back fine. She coming out of jail, too. She's stealing the soul. She can get down. She can get jiggy with it. No, it's called jiggy with it, too. But Jerry coming out that jail, man. She was even talking about getting naked at the table and cooking dinner. You better listen to the archives. Where you been? Yes, Miss Carrie has come out. We done turned her out, okay? Then she was hanging out with Caliwood. Caliwood? I mean, she was hanging out with Caliwood, y'all. Okay? Caliwood. Caliwood said she took her to the strip joint. Man, y'all better stop playing. Rich sister, she may take 5 minutes to answer, but she quick on them toes. Pop, 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 pop. Do it. I'm telling you, that's what he is, okay? And then, Mr. LES, that's cool, smooth. He just say what he say. He licked them lips like LL Cool J. Keep it moving, boy. Even though he in a doghouse like a son of a gun, scary tail, gonna run up out of is my cousin Momo P. My that's my sister. I love her. But he's scared of her. They act like they got some thing going on, getting on my nerves. I can't believe it. Boy, how the tables turn. But then, who else we got? We got, Rob Frickin' Smooth. Okay? Can somebody tell Rob to get a job? Y'all heard he was some dang on Pretty Boy. Pretty Boy, get a job, my brother. Get to working and get to stepping. Nobody want to see. That's why you get booted off every time. Every time you get on the show, you get booted off. Nobody want to see you. Although I do want to see you. Maybe later on. Later on down the future in the road somewhere way down. Next year, oh, it's going to be on and popping. We going to be jamming. I swear, I'm supposed to be the president of Get Together Club, and I've been slipping like a son of a gun. President of the Get Together Club. I've been slipping, but after I saw Mr. and how he dissed me and ran up out of Starbucks like he was running from the devil, we got to get together. Because that's got to stop. I want to see this thing come together. Momo B and Mr. Elliott, baby. That's a new thing. And they not even, are they married in the movie? They are married on the soap opera. I told you some allegations to this. Them Negroes them got together and they said, man, I want her and I want her. And this is how we're going to do this and this is how we're going to put together a soap opera and make that stuff come together. Oh, man. God damn. Listen, let me tell you something. Oh, this is. Oh, baby, hold on. Hey. Hey. Did y'all know I interviewed the Mary Jane girl a couple weeks ago? Hell yeah. And guess what they said? They said, welcome to the Transforming Detroit TV. And they were laughing. She was so cool, man. Sitting down with the Mary Jane girls. Those are Rick James girls. They said, I'm Rick James. Oh, I remember that. Hey. So let me tell you something. Y'all gotta listen to Cleveland Heights. So y'all need to be watching this stuff because we need to have a television show. I think I'm gonna bring all I am. Now that's what one thing I am gonna do. They don't know it yet. Don't tell anybody. But I'm seriously working on next year. I'm bringing them here and they're gonna be on Transformers Detroit TV show. They gonna see it live in person. It's gonna be the best television series. They gonna come out on the stage. Everybody gonna love them. They gonna see Ben. They gonna see. What's his name? J-Rod. He's going to be J-Rod with his big belly and bald head. The big belly and bald head. I told y'all about that visual. Now, in case you knew, this how you picture J-Rod. Picture J-Rod with some tube socks on, right? The colors are like 4th of July, red, blue, and white. But you're going to see them, and they're going to be chilling, right? No, that's not what we're talking about. Might went sidetracked. But anyway, I want you to picture him with the tool socks on. He's got on boxer shorts that are stars. They're like silk with like the colors, like, you know, the 4th of July type stars. And that's all he has on, like these silk flappers boxes with the tube socks on, and he's got on some shoes. What do you call it? Just think about some old, like Air Force Ones or something, like some old shoes, high top shoes that are like red and white. And then he has on no shirt. Ow! I know, baby. No pass out. The vision. You want to tell you about vision? Visions are, ooh. Don't pass out on a vision, but I'm telling you, just try to figure for 1 minute. Don't allow yourself to go and stay there too much, just a little bit, okay? little bit. You might pass out. Then you can't hear me talking. How you gonna do that? Okay, so listen. So you picture he had no shirt on. Then that son of a gun. You know how they had the wrist, the sweat wristband? That son of a gun got a red wristband, sweatband on one wrist, and he got a blue sweatband on the other wrist, right? Then on his forehead, because you know he got a cone, looks like a cone with a bald head, a cone, shiny bald head. Then he got the bandana. That's hilarious. Can you picture that? And picture it with a big old necklace on it. It got a got a big old watch on it or something. That's J. Rob for you. Every time you think about that son of a gun, I want you to see that. But anyway, he come out on the stage. He come out running out, boop, 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 boop. Crowd going, J-Well, 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 the J-Well show, baby. And he brings us all out. And then they talk my sister Momo Beezy and the Easy. She come out like, hi, hi, hi. Ow! And, you know, she's like, she always do that. And then we got Miss Terry, and she's smooth, boy. She reminds me of Maxwell, the singer, boy. Just, I haven't seen her in person, but I can just imagine. She's like smooth like that. You know what I'm saying? Then, after she comes out, then you got Rissa. She got on her church dress, though, y'all. She got on her church dress. Had to work on the church dress. Ooh, Lord, we got to work on the church dress, boy. You know she got that long church dress on. But anyway, she come out. She say, hey. You know, I just say, hey. Oh, man, how can I forget my sister? Mom's Two Little Donna. Hey, Mom's Two Little Donna. We be forgetting about Mom, too. That's my girl, a Boonie. Boo, cool. We listen to her on Fridays with me. The Ladies First, Ladies First. Ooh, ow. Ladies First, Ladies First. Okay, she come out. And she's all fit and stuff, you know, like Tyra Banks. She come out like, boop, 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 like that. You know what I'm saying? She doing the dang on thing, right? Then Mr. Elliott, slow motion, moving slow motion. Woo! He come out. Bam, come out. The crowd, everybody. Ah! And here come Ernest. Hi. Hey, y'all. What y'all doing? What about y'all? Hey, okay, girl. You know, that's Ernest. Hey, everybody coming out on stage. Hey, and we dancing and we all gonna dance. Remember that? Remember the intro to the Cosby Show? How they used to dance in the beginning? Hey, that's gonna be all of us. What? Then kick it back. Kick it back just a little bit. And take your head back. To the right. To the left. Yeah. Swing it back, baby. Pick that leg up and do the dang old thing. That's what we doing. I want y'all to have a good night. I got to go. I got to do what I got to do. I got to blow this joint. Then you love peace and happy. But listen, tomorrow on The Real Note, guys, listen to me. I don't know if you're in Michigan or if you're abroad. I'm not sure where you are right now. But what I want you to do, I want you to tune in tomorrow morning to Kings in the Morning. What's up? Tune in to Kings in the Morning. And then I want you to tune in to 1 o'clock, baby. 1 o'clock, don't you forget it. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's right, my baby. I want you to listen to the True Purpose Development Show, my baby. Okay? Y'all know what's up. And then don't forget tomorrow night with my sister. We gonna do it. We gonna do it. Come on, do it. Come on, do it. We're gonna do okay, that's what we're gonna do. We is gonna be Momo B and me. Because the doctor's a Momo B. That's gonna be keeping it real segment tomorrow night. Okay? So that's what I want you all to do. I don't want you all to forget it. I want you to tune in tomorrow. And then don't forget it. The coming up real soon, real soon, my babies, on September 15th, the launch of Transforming Detroit TV show. It's going to be live. That's right. And it's international, so if you're in Toronto, all parts of Canada, and all of Michigan, you got me, baby. That's right. I want you to watch it every week because I want to inspire. That's right. Listen, visit online, bountifulgroup.com. Don't forget it and become a friend on Facebook. Dog, I mean, what's up? How you not going to do that? I don't know, man. How you not going to do it? You got to do what you got to do, man. That's what's up. And don't forget, Cleveland Heights coming up real soon, like about 2 weeks. Man, we going to be playing that. Cleveland Heights, baby. I'm Brenda. Brenda Jones is my name. Don't you forget it. And don't forget that dang on Momo B in the Easy, kicking it with Mr. L-E-S. Ain't that something? Yeah, right it is. Okay.
Come All on, right, good night. Up. It's time for you to take your ass to bed. Good night.
Come please listen to the music. Just one song, can you turn it up? It's the party.
Good night. Have a great evening, everyone. Dr. Princess Adia.
Has
talked y'all ears off tonight. Good night. Have a great evening.
It's not even 11:30.
Take your ass to bed.
I love you, Jay. I love you so much.
Good
night. You know
good night.
You're amazing. Oh, you do too. Oh. Night, night. Good night, everyone. Don't be mad at him, okay? Show him love. He just doesn't understand. He's confused.
Get take your ass to damn sleep.
All right, guys. Are you taking me out, Tay? Little son of a gun. Yes.
Take your drunk ass to sleep.
I'm not drunk at all. I haven't had anything to drink. Can you believe
Well, you sound like you have.
No, honestly.
Good night, Brenda Jones.
Pardon me?
Have a good evening, Brenda Jones.
It's Mrs. Jones to you, darling. Because, you know, you're going to have to get into your role, baby. If I'm going to be your wife in the show, you got to be cool. You got to love me like I'm your wife.
That's when the show starts, but until then, you can go to hell. Until then, you can go to HELL Hockey Sticks. I'm going to have to force myself to do this because Lord knows that's going to hurt me to try to be nice to your ass on that day. Oh, God, it's going to be crazy. Oh.
No, not
I'm regretting
nice.
This already.
I am your wife in the movie. I'm your wife, baby.
Oh, God.
So you got to show me some love. We're going to have love scenes and everything. I'm going to be loving baby. I'm going to say,
gosh.
Baby. Do you want to do a little role play right now? Can you just do a
No.
second?
No.
You're not showing me love?
No. No.
Why not?
Oh, my God. Because you don't know the premise of the story. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound crazy. You don't understand it just yet. So take your drunk ass to bed.
I'm not drunk. I'm really not.
That's what we ought to make you. We ought to make you a damn alcoholic in the damn show. Every time you turn around, you're popping a bottle and taking a damn drink.
I'm not drunk. I haven't. Listen, guys, do I sound drunk to you? Absolutely not. I am not drunk. I haven't even had a drink at all. I've just, you know, finished working. Now I'm chilling. I'm at home and talking to you. I'm getting ready to talk
to
you because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Good, great. Beat it.
Bye. Have a great rest of the week. I'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure.
No, you won't, but you may talk to the listener audience tomorrow.
No, we're going to talk tomorrow. We're going to be on the... Aren't you going to join me on the day Kings
no.
in the morning?
No.
You're not going to come on Kings in the morning tomorrow?
Yeah, but I won't be there when you get there.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
the music up. Nobody wants to talk to you anyway, since you don't want to be my husband. You chose me as your wife. Why did you treat me like crap?
You know, I'm starting to regret that. I did that just for the laughs. I'm starting to think I did that for the laughs. I may have to go and get somebody else to play that role.
I think that's why in the thing, I'm cheating on you. All right, you. With
Mr. Well, guess what? So am I. Yeah. Yeah, it goes both ways.
You were not cheating. That was not your part.
I will be. Now, how can a powerful man of a powerful CEO not? Come on. Get real. How can he not?
Cheating.
It does.
Just put that in there.
I did. I got to get something out of this. Absolutely. I shouldn't have
you
all the damn
cheat.
Fun.
Can you please not cheat on us? Can you please?
Oh, but it's okay for you too.
And that's the whole skit. Don't cheat them.
That's the skit that y'all added at the end there, because that's because you want to be with light skin. You ain't fooling me. I added that mess.
Light skin
yeah,
is the
I'm gonna
one
do
that
this.
No, I don't like it. Jay King added that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That little light skin joke is soft on you too. So that's all right. That's what you're trying
I
to
love
do.
Me. I love me some Jay King. I'm done. I love you.
I bet you do. Yeah. Whatever. So maybe we should just change that and make y'all two, and just go from there. Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to have it. Y'all two could be married.
You said you wanted to marry me. What kind of man are you? You gonna propose to me and then you take it off the back? You little son of a gun.
I don't remember that. I don't remember doing. The figment of your imagination. That I don't remember doing. It's a figment of your imagination.
No, you said you wanted to marry me. You said I was gonna be your wife and you know.
Well, I said that for jokes, but I'm starting to regret that now. I said that for the joke parts of it, but I'm thinking, maybe that's not a smart idea.
You didn't say that for jokes. You meant it. You know you meant it. You wanted it. You wanted me to be your wife.
Oh, God.
I think I want to be your wife in the show.
What?
I want to be your wife
what?
In the show.
Oh, God. It's going to be hard. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible.
Oh.
Anyway.
No. It's going to be
look
wonderful.
Here, man. I'm tired of you.
What? You don't want to talk to me?
No.
Okay. Whatever. Fine. I'll sit here and sip on my tea and chill out. Chill out, dude.
So there's no lines, so you make sure that you are on top of your game. But you have no game, so I don't know why. I don't see why where I'm going with that. There's no lines. There's scenarios, and you have to work your way to that scenario.
Yeah, I know. It's hot, isn't it? Man.
What?
I'm going to give you. It's hot. That's hot. Hot.
You work your way to a scenario. That's how it's going to work. You work your way to a scenario.
I know, and isn't it great?
Yeah, well. This is going to be crazy. Oh, God.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you really like square?
Am I really like what?
Are you square for real? Like, are you a square dude? Like, square dude. Are you square?
Yeah, I am.
You
me
are?
Me and Mr. Elias
like,
are cut from
like
the same cloth. I'm sorry?
So you're dorky?
Yeah.
Me
and Mr. Elias are cut from the same cloth.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
I don't know how Mr. Elias and Momo B going to work then if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work either. That's his problem, not mine. I ain't worried about it. That's
honey,
his issue.
He was blushing. He ran out of that Starbucks like I'm telling you, like somebody was chasing him.
Oh, stop it. No, you don't listen. People are listening to this. And y'all going to sit here and boost your street cred. Oh, yeah, that mess. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so hot. Oh,
it wasn't for me. I said he was running. He was running because he was scared of Momo B. He told him he better not. He said, you better call at 11:35. He said, when I call you at 11:35, you better answer that. Oh, my brother. Shoot, he was scared. Mm-hmm. She scared him. He was scared of Momo B. And that's why today he was like, that is my baby. I can't see. What he say? We can make it the easy way or hard way, but Momo B be in this easy, baby. He is in love. Talk about y'all can't never talk about me. He got the radio fever.
Oh God. Jesus.
He does. Y'all have anything on DOD and I, man. You weren't like that.
Oh God. Just be thinking about how Just think about how you can get from scenario A to scenario B. That's all you need to worry about. Okay? You need to think about that. What you need to do.
Who's going to make up the scenario?
Who you think going to make up the scenario? Me.
Yo, big belly, bald headed. No, just kidding.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
But you show no stuff in your face. What are you eating?
I mean barbecue ribs.
Barbecue ribs at this time of the
I'm
night.
I'm having a mic.
And you wonder why you're.
I'm having a mic. I'm having a mic. Mic issues. Mic check 1, 2.
You're eating barbecue ribs at this time of the night, and you wonder why your belly is not drinking. That's why.
Ms. Elliott said you were fat too, so don't even try it.
Oh, Ms. Elliott didn't say that.
Yes, it did.
He did not.
Yes, it did.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
He said you were fat. That's why you wore a damn skirt to try to hide the fatness. That's what he said. Okay, did you talk to him or did I talk to him? Thank you.
Okay, what did he... Did he say that?
Because you were fat.
What part was fat?
what does that mean? What?
Because never mind. He did not say I was fat. I don't believe it.
Yeah, he did.
Well, if he did, oh well, 3 years old.
Thank you.
If he thinks I'm fat, then that's what he thinks.
Well, you asked me what he said. I'm telling you what he said.
I didn't even tell you. Ask you what he said. I asked you. I don't think I asked you. I think you just volunteered.
Yes, you did. You told me on Sunday, doing the serious side and the intermission side, you said, tell me what he said. Okay.
Oh, but that didn't have anything relevant. It could be tell what he said, like, because I don't know. It wasn't like... I don't need a validation of my
appearance. Oh, yes, you do. Yes,
no,
you do.
I don't. Like, really,
yes, you
I
do.
Don't.
Yes,
no.
You do.
No, darling.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
And that's
not
okay.
At all.
I'm telling
that's
you what
okay.
happened. Okay, well, I'm
fine.
Just telling you.
Fine.
You asked me to tell you. I told you what Miss Elliott said.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And
how you feel about yourself now?
I feel great. I really do.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel?
I felt the same way I did before he met your ass. No change. Please.
Who are you trying to convince, me or you, darling?
About?
Would you stop stuffing your face? Maybe you can make sense of stuffing your face with ribs at 12 o'clock at night. Jeez.
Anyway, so I told you what he said. So take that, put that in your peace pipe and smoke it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so all that Maybelline didn't work, homeboy. bring home girl.
I don't even wear makeup like that. What are you talking about?
Oh, please, stop it.
I know.
People are listening to this.
No, I know.
Okay? And you're lying.
I'm not.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I don't wear makeup like that. I put eyeshadow on like that.
Well, folks, we apologize. We got people, members of our show are just bald-faced liars. We apologize for that. You know, I can't help the way they was raised. All I try to do is keep them intact. They were raised like that. She,
yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Get a life. Go put a sock in it, man. You're so full of it. That's not true. I don't wear makeup like that. So I know he couldn't have said that. And I know you're, like, lying. It's so repulsive to lie like that.
Put your thing on your head. Put your thing on your head. Maybelline. Well, that Maybelline you was wearing didn't work. Okay.
Whatever.
Didn't work, homie.
I wasn't trying to make anything work. Not at all.
You tried.
That is something. But you know what? You know what that tells me? Because I really do. I do dress like that all the time. Like, seriously. And
oh, who
so
cares?
People. No, but I'm saying. But you guys think I was, like, just dressed up for him or something. So I, and it's like, no, not
you
at
did.
All. I did not. I
you
really
did, too.
Did not.
Oh,
I did
God,
not.
You're lying. Yes, you did.
I'm not. I did not.
Okay.
I really did not.
Okay.
I really didn't. Really.
Who are you trying
Anybody
to convince, me or you?
Me will tell you. Huh?
Who are you trying to convince, me or you?
I'm not trying to convince. I don't have to convince you. That's just the truth. I was not dressed up for him at all. Like, I really wasn't. And whatever. You can think whatever you want. He can think whatever he wants. He can flatter himself. If that makes him feel good, then my mission is complete. If he feels good about himself and he feels like, oh, she's dressed up for me, then go ahead and feel good about yourself. But, you know,
that was your objective, right?
I just hate to burst his bubble. Here, I did not dress up.
Okay.
I so did. That's not how I roll. That is so not how I roll at all. Aw, bring out me. Jay, are you 50 yet?
I'm sorry?
Are you 50 yet?
Why would you ask me some crazy mess like that?
I just wanted to know.
Oh, okay, I cut that off already. Okay, good. Oh boy.
So tell me this. So after you've just eaten those ribs and filled your little fat belly, are you going to bed now after eating ribs?
Oh, so we talked about this on the show. We talked about how people try to be life coaches. Know what the hell they talking about? What are you, a physical fitness guru now? Sit your ass down.
Told
you what you was all about, fake ass.
What a hater juice. You guys are just hater juice. I don't understand.
Yeah, he told me. Said you had
understand.
Your tatas hanging all out. Uh-huh. He had no drawers on. I said, boy, this joker here ain't right,
what?
Boy. Yeah.
He said,
I know.
What?
Yep. He told me.
First of all, how would he know something like that?
Oh, please.
Because I had my clothes on.
Oh, please stop. Stop
Are
it.
You kidding me?
Stop it.
Oh, my
Stop
God.
It. Stop it, doctor.
No, I'm
falling
serious.
For the banana in the tailpipe. Stop it, please.
Oh, you know, you know what? For the whole 4 years,
gosh.
You and Mr. Elias have always tried to fill yourselves up pompously like you are, like everybody wants you. You've been daddy yum yum.
Oh, that's a fact check.
And, you know,
that's a fact.
And Mr. Elias, he thinks he's smooth, Daddy Kane.
No, you think he is. That's why you said it.
No, the bottom line is, no, I said he's
What's the bottom line?
I said for all the 4 years, that's what you guys have done, to try to flatter yourself. When, in fact, nobody wants you.
Yeah, whatever.
No, seriously.
That's good.
Listen,
good to know.
First of all.
It's good to know.
It was very nice to meet Mr. Elias.
Well, great.
You know,
I'm glad you did.
Don't flatter yourself to think that.
What does that have to do with me? Nada. Zilch.
I don't know, but just the way you guys imagine things in your head, it's just
oh,
so...
my God. Who's imagining? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Because.
What are you talking about? You have no clue
what
you're talking about. Nothing.
I do. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. What? Who has done what? I'm confused.
Because you guys just, like, the comments you made about, like, I got dressed for him, all this kind of crap.
Oh, yes, you did. Stop it. Oh, stop it.
I swear.
You called in Saturday show. All right, folks, look, it's time to, you know, well, how much time we got left? We got time to bust your ass out. Okay, look, we got about 5 minutes. Let me tell you, this joker called in the Saturday show. Oh, well, Mr. Elias, where are you? Where art thou, Mr. Elias?
No,
and then you show up
like
with
that.
A damn, oh, stop it.
First of all,
the damn tatas hanging out all over the damn
no,
place.
No, no. First of all, it was a sundress, and it was hot outside. What the hell?
Whatever.
And it was so for him. Get a life. First of all,
stop it.
When I called, the only reason I thought it was good, he told me he was here. He told me he was
okay,
here, and
then
I thought
why
it was great.
Okay, so why didn't you send? Okay,
then,
why didn't
no,
you
no,
send
listen.
Me a text? And say, hey, give me Dr. Mr. Elias's phone number. You want to call in there? Hello, everyone.
No,
don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Anyway, so my thing.
Did on the show.
First of all, when I thought about it, I was actually I'm headed somewhere else, and I
you called
myself,
the show in the beginning,
be so
liar.
Cool. I know. I literally thought of it like a media thing. Like that would be so cool. Like such a hot media thing for us to walk in or like right on the air.
Oh really? I bet you did, huh?
No, I thought.
What
that
have to do with you? What have to do with your tatas hanging all out and wearing it? Because you probably had a thong on the way he was talking. Yeah, something.
Oh my gosh! I guess his mind went way somewhere.
Well, answer the damn question. Did you not? Make it simple. Did you not? That's why I thought you answered the question. Yes.
I had on a sundress. You guys
had
have
on
got
thong
to be
too.
Yeah, I had
thong
a sundress, and no doubt for what none of your business what I had on. You've got to be kidding.
I'm just telling you what. So what? How's that media savvy? Media didn't see all that. But let's say were the cameras rolling.
Media savvy? No,
that's
because we were on the radio. No, we were on the
radio.
Okay,
then what are you talking about?
Like,
oh, I thought this would be so great if the media catches us. Stop it.
I thought it was going to be great. Like we, and that's why when he came in, I'm like, oh my God, I thought he was like live right then. So I wanted to be on, then my phone died. My freaking phone died. But then I wanted to be
God.
Like, when he walked in, I didn't know he was coming at that
moment. Well, first
moment
of all, it's
either.
Reverb. You cannot be in the same area talking hello.
Oh. Well, anyways, we could have walked up to each other because we would have been like a distance. And when he came in, I was looking down, and I looked up, and he was standing by me. So that was really cool. Would you just stop it?
Oh, God.
We are radio personalities, and our family and
okay,
family
but what is okay?
For years.
But, okay, you're saying that the reason why you did all this is because you wanted to have a radio reunion or whatever the hell you call it.
Yes,
when is that?
Okay,
my point to you is, why were you dressed like that?
What was wrong with the way I was dressed? You act like I was dressed like some hoochie. I was dressed like I had a sundress on, for God's sake, and you guys are freaking out. Give
your
me a
tatas were booming, and your hat on the phone.
You don't even know what I had on. You are so
you had to.
Why did I have to?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to find out.
But why did I have to? Why did you think that I had to? I don't even have to discuss it because I'm not going to say that's beneath me, but I'm just not going to have to discuss with you because, like, why does it even matter?
Well, I don't give a damn.
You've got to be kidding me. You guys, I mean, you're not that square. You must be, like, I don't know what is your problem, but that's just such disgusting. You're not even entertaining conversation.
I'm just telling you. Well, I'm just
it's
telling you that that don't have anything to do with radio, the way you were dressed. Hello.
I had a sundress on. you guys are.
Okay, okay, that's fine. We know that, Dr. Prince's idea.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Oh, my God.
Women don't wear sundresses.
What does that have to do with you, with your tauntauns hanging out, and you have on a thong? It don't have nothing to do with it.
First of all, you're adding, you don't know what type of underwear. How do you know what type of underwear a woman has on?
Oh, God. Okay, Dr. Prince,
I'll do it. That is ridiculous. Let's have something that has some more relevance than this. This is not even entertaining for our guests. And besides, this is sister time, and you had no business in it in the first place.
Well, you know you're right. You know that's a damn good point. That's a hell of a segue. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be ya.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't hang up. You better not hang up.
Oh, my goodness. You just said this is sister time. You know what? You are absolutely correct. See ya. Okay, well then, see ya.
Disrespectful crap talking about with somebody else.
I want to hear that mess. I'll be glad when the clock run out. How much more time left? It's got to be up now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, whatever, dude. That's so disrespectful. How ugly is that?
Oh my God. Here we go. All right, whatever. Oh God.
Hey, listen. You know what? Now I see.
What do you see, Dr. Prince, up there?
I see. This was just so ridiculous. Did he actually think that I was, like, dressing for him or something and wanted to?
You know, I have too much respect for our listeners to really go into detail, so I'm not going to do it. So, listeners, I just want to let you guys know that we're about to wind down. Dr. Prince and I and I will. This conversation won't go. So I'm not going to disrespect our listeners by talking about what he told me.
Oh, you better.
So we're
going to
let it go.
That crap again, because that is so repulsive, and it's not ladylike. And this is time, and you were not.
All right, good.
Sister time.
Okay, next time, I'll catch you in the screening room, and we'll. When I catch you in the screening room, then we'll have a conversation. We'll talk about it.
We're going to have a talk about women's dress. That's what we're talking about.
We're good.
Visible
talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
Not tonight, but we're going to talk about it. This thing is over.
That's fine, but we're going to talk about women's dressing. Women's dress and
we ain't talking about that. We're talking about what you. We're talking about you.
If Beyonce had that dress on, it would have been okay. Look.
I'm just telling you.
If Tom would have walked in there with that dress, it would have been okay.
Oh,
it was just a nice, simple dress.
There was nothing simple about it, but that's okay.
Where's my damn cell phone at? That's what you're doing. You're getting on my nerves. And I'm telling
you, stop it right getting on your nerves. Whatever. You full of crap.
You watch it. You're full of crap. It's just, we're going to have a talk about dress. I'm going to put some things up. We're going to talk about dress.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Too much into stuff.